It's time for Benedictine Raven Football, heard on your local sports authority, KAIR, Radio 93.7 FM, and streaming on msc.news.net. Benedictine Raven football games are brought to you by Hamada Wealth Management. Contact Hamada Wealth Management at 928-443-7536. Stay tuned. The Amberwell Health pregame will begin with the Bank of Atchison Coaches Show featuring head coach Joel Osborne right after these messages.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Head coach Joel Osborne with us. Getting ready for Benedictine football this morning. Kind of hard to say that. Coach, first of all, congratulations. I thought the guys played so well last Saturday.
Yeah, I thought we came out ready to go. Our coaching staff did a really nice job of having our kids ready to go, and our kids executed the game plan, and I thought defensively really set the tone by, you know, getting all after them the first half there. I mean, they didn't have much going offensively at all, and we knocked one of their quarterbacks out of the game, and they had to go to their third string guy, who's actually a pretty good player, but you know, it was just fun to see our guys play like that.
I liked the way you distributed the ball. A lot of guys scored, but nobody scored twice.
Yeah, I thought Garrett did a nice job seeing the field, and we didn't really know exactly what we're going to get on defense. You know, they run multiple fronts, multiple coverages, so he did a nice job of seeing it. And some of the stuff that we had planned for, they didn't do, and some of the stuff we had planned for, they did. So it's just a, you know, great job by our guys up front, giving him time to throw, and then the guys on the perimeter being in position and making plays.
And, of course, what that does is that earns you another game. And, of course, kind of a weird week, the Thanksgiving week, you know, with travel and classes and stuff. So it's a little unusual prep for you, I suspect.
Yeah, so we make some adjustments because we want, you know, the kids who aren't traveling, we want them to be able to go home and see their families for Thanksgiving. So we practice normal on Tuesday, Wednesday. We go in the morning, and then the guys that want to go home and see their families can. And then Thursday, we practice again in the morning as well. And then with it being a road game and it 9 hours away, we're going to actually travel on Thursday, stay overnight in St. Louis in the St. Charles area, get up and practice that morning at Lindenwood, and then travel the rest of the way to Marion, so, and stay overnight there Friday.
Coach, tell me a little bit about this team that we're going to be seeing here today. Yeah, everybody at this point is pretty good, and I think these guys are really good.
Yeah, Indiana Wesleyan, I think it starts with their defense. You got a first-team All-American returning corner, number one. He plays in the boundary. He is as good as it gets. And then on their defensive line, they're big, they're fast, they're physical across the board. Number 94 has 10 sacks on the season. And then at linebacker level two, they have one of the fastest linebackers I've seen on film all year. Their Will linebacker, he's number five. You know, they're really good. They run their stuff on first and second down, and then on third down, you're going to get heated up. So you want to try to stay out of third down as much as possible. But I think it really doesn't change this week. It's going to be, the focus is going to be on us getting better. You know, I think one of the things we have to do is get off to a fast start and take care of the football. If you look at the turnover margin this year for them, they have created 32 turnovers, and they've only turned it over five times. So that's pretty astronomically high for terms of the turnover margin. So they're not going to give you many turnovers, and on the other side of it, they're going to take it away. So we've got to continue to take the ball away from our opponent as well. But we've got to take care of the ball on offense. And then, you know, special teams, is they got a really dynamic return guy. He's the corner, number one. He's averaging 18 yards of punt return, and he's really good on kickoff returns. So, you know, we're going to have to really shore up some things on that, on our coverage units, and just do a great job, and Coach Murphy will have our guys ready to go on special teams.
Offensively, they've got a quarterback who's, you know, throwing for, 1,000. You've got a running back who's probably, who's about to hit 1,000. I mean, they've got, they got that good mix.
Their quarterback's a good player. They really like to rely on the running game. They're really good up front on the O-line. They have a really nice blocking tight end, and then their running back's really turned it on as of late. He's about a 1,000-yard rusher, and in the last three games, he's averaging about 170 a game. So, and then they've got a big 6'2 receiver, number eight, who's a really good player as well. and first team all conference guys. So they've got players all across the board, and you know, we're really excited for this opportunity. We're one of eight teams left in the country playing, so our goal Saturday is to go from 8-4.
Coach, if I'm looking at this team here today, and you've been watching them and getting ready for them, are they going to remind me of anyone that you have played this year that we have seen? Are they like anyone that we are familiar with?
Well, they're going to have the good level of players that Grandview has. You know, that's the type of team we're going to be playing today. They're going to do it a little bit different way, but, you know, they're definitely a high-caliber program.
Coach, you talk about their running game and stuff. Going back to how you guys have done, the way that you have been able to get in the mix, Dalton has kind of stepped up, yep, and you've been able to utilize many guys in the backfield, all of them successfully in their roles. You know, this offense, I think, has really matured and really kind of coming into their own at the right time.
Yeah, I would agree. And I think Dalton had a really nice game last week. You know, he was one run away from going over 100 yards again for the second game in a row. Got called back on a questionable holding call on Chim. Yeah, Garrett's done a nice job running the ball for us as well. We're going to have to continue to do that with him to create numbers in the box. But, you know, if we can sustain drives, that'll be a big key for our success as well on Saturday.
So for you, part of the best defense is holding onto the ball, right?
Correct. Absolutely. And that's one of the things in the second half that we didn't do a great job of, was staying on the field on offense. And on last Saturday's game, you just got to credit our defense for bending but not breaking.
And, of course, you get into the postseason, you can't be focused on anything else, because this team is absolutely the most important one that you're going to play, you know, now at least.
No doubt. I mean, you're so thankful that you're still playing, number one. But number two, you know, we have big goals, and if we want to get there, we've got to all be pulling the rope in the same direction, and we need to be playing our best football. But like I told our guys, no one needs to be perfect. We just got to do our jobs and you know, let the chips fall where they may.
How's the health of the team right now? Pretty good?
Yeah, pretty good. I mean, there's some sickness going through our team, but we're doing pretty good, though.
And your team, we talked about in the backfield, but also, you know, in almost every aspect of the game, defensively, this team's gotten deeper. As young guys have been able to step up and show you what they can do and perform at this kind of a level, you've got to, you know, it's got to be hard to cut that roster down.
Yeah, it was. It's been difficult on us. I think, you know, we're seeing guys continue to make plays. I think Lamont Schamberger, you know, really stands out to me in the secondary just from a standpoint of creating turnovers. You know, you got Tim Glazier going now, who's a redshirt freshman, and he's playing up front, so that's created more depth. But, you know, I still turn back to Spangler. He's the leader of our defense and gets our guys lined up and brings that physicality to our defense and that confidence that we need. And, you know, it's good to see the hard work that our kids have put in since last November pay off for them.
And I asked you this most weeks of when I remember to, what do I want to see happening today? What's the thing that has got to happen? And you look out there and say, yeah, that's what we need to be doing.
Yeah, I think we need to sustain drives and be able to run the ball, but we need to find ways to create explosive plays in the passing game as well. Not a lot of teams have done that on these guys. They're number zero, their free safety. He has 7 interceptions on the season. So they've got a lot of ball hawks. So from our standpoint on offense, that's we got to find ways to create some explosive plays. And then I think defensively, being able to stop the run, that's what they want to do. They want to lean on us. They want to run the ball and then hit number 8 on big plays in the passing game. And so we've got to be able to get off the field and stop the run and try to make them one-dimensional.
Last thing, you walk into, you know, you be around these guys right this week. You can feel the electricity in the air. They seem like a team that is poised and ready.
Yeah, our guys are really doing a great job. You know, they're ready to play. They're prepared. You know, we've spent a lot of time together this week on Thanksgiving week. So, you know, it's pretty unique because it's almost like it's back to fall camp mode in some sense, because you don't have class on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. So, but we're just really thankful that we have this time together. And, you know, I know a lot of guys wouldn't want to see their families right now, but because they've earned the right to play over Thanksgiving, they're going to have to just wait till Christmas.
Coach, I think everybody, including their families, is going to be just fine with that.
No doubt.
Coach, best of luck here this afternoon, man.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
You've been listening to the Bank of Atchison Coaches Show on your home for Benedictine Raven football, Care Radio 93.7 FM. The Amberwell Health pregame continues with the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game right after this.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat Menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take Five, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat Menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
As we get set for kickoff this afternoon of Raven football, it's now time for your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game. There are so many. It's playoff football. You can't make many mistakes. So let's just start at the top. For Benedictine's offense, they need to score early. This Indiana Wesleyan team is a team who's only trailed at halftime once this season. And in that game, they lost to Valparaiso in game one. The other thing you have to do is stop the run for Indiana Wesleyan. Da'Darian Williams comes into the ballgame nearing 1,000 yards rushing, but last week he was the workhorse for this team, 178 yards and a touchdown on three carries. You've got to slow down the run game. And then lastly, for me, I think that you're going to have to do a good job of keeping this Indiana Wesleyan team out of the red zone. This season, they are the number one team in red zone scoring. They've been there 53 times. They've walked away with 44 touchdowns. So for Benedictine, you've got to accomplish those things to come away with a win this afternoon against a very good Indiana Wesleyan team. Those are your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game. Kickoff coming up here next.
Thanks for listening to the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game and the Amberwell Health pregame show. We will go live to Tom and Gus Counts at the stadium for play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Benedictine football in just a few moments.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Deciding between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. She can answer questions like, am I purchasing a supplement plan or a replacement plan? Are there restrictions on where I can receive health care? What will my out-of-pocket expenses be? Are rehab and short-term recovery services included in case I become ill or need surgery? What about home health? This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. Medicare open enrollment ends December 7th. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650 between 8 and 4:30 Monday through Friday, or go to amberwellhealth.org/medicare-help to complete a meeting request form. Summer golf and weekend barbecuing will soon be behind us. With Raven football and fall upon us, it may be a great time to review your investment and retirement portfolio. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's healthy to prepare for the coming winter. If you're looking for a second opinion or a financial planning review, give them a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth Management, Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Insurance offered through an Avantax-affiliated insurance agency.
If you've got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 15 years. For efficiency and cost effectiveness, inside or out, contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, L&L Construction. Quality is our priority.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, Let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 53. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Scattered rain showers likely, lows around 35. Overcast skies tomorrow, slight chance for scattered showers. High temperatures reach up to 45. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently, right now, in downtown Atchison. We're sitting at 47 degrees out there. It feels like 46. We've got a wind out of the north at about 4 miles per hour. Our relative humidity is sitting at 68%. The wind has actually shifted now from the south at about 10 miles per hour. Our dew point is sitting at 38 degrees Fahrenheit, and our barometric pressure is falling at 29.98 inches of mercury. We are having a little bit of technical difficulties getting a hold of Tom out at the field. I will be running a song real quick right now so we can go ahead and listen to just a little bit of Kip Moore right here at Hot Country 93.7.
Living a little too hard, drinking too much and playing too loud. Where there's a scar, I carved it out. You know they don't make guys like me. You get exactly what you see. I come from a long line of bloodline that ain't gonna change. So take your pistol, point your finger right off of the trigger. I know where to aim. Hell,
shoot, that's not the one that I want to play right now, but I will be going to that one relatively soon. We are having a little bit of technical difficulties. We are going to take a real quick break, and then we'll hopefully be back with Tom and Gus.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Radio in it. We're getting to for Bennington playoff football this afternoon. Hoping you can hear. It is remarkable. We've got a Dixie Cup here. Dixie Cup back in Atchison. Going to string as tight as we can. Hope it's going to work for you here this afternoon. A beautiful day in Indiana. 44 degrees, feels like 39. Sunny skies. And we're set to go to kickoff. Being brought to you by Huntley Liquor. Kick off your weekend or holiday party with a stop at Huntley Liquor. Hometown friendly, hometown help. The Benedictine Ravens and the Indiana Wesleyan Wildcats. It is going to be the Wildcat accepting the football to begin the game here this afternoon. And Benedictine is going to be putting a toe to it to begin things for the Ravens. Kicking off, it's going to be Cullen Bruder. We drove right through his hometown on the way to the game here today. Coming out of Parsippany, Missouri, the 6-foot sophomore. Indiana Wesleyan is going to send back a single return man back deep. And he's going to be settling in around his own 5-yard line. That looks like it's going to be Justin Johnson. Justin Johnson, one of the best kick returners in the nation, averaging over 24 yards per kick return. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Ravens playoff football on the kick of the way. And as high as end over end, it'll be taken at the goal line. Here comes Justin Johnson over to the left side at the 10. Get and down at the 15-yard line. Kick coverage outstanding for Benedictine. And down the field for the Ravens with that stop, it's going to be Jay Sean Todd. It's going to be a first and 10. So first and 10 coming up for Indiana Wesleyan. I apologize for coming on here a little late. Hope you were able to enjoy the pregame show. And Joseph, thanks for getting everything taken along here today. This game today marks the first meeting between Benedictine and Indiana Wesleyan. Ever. First and 10. Wildcats have it at their own 16-yard line. Quarterback, hands off running back, goes in the middle of the line. He's hit, he's stopped, maybe gains a single yard. It looked like there was some indecision, starting to the left, cutting back to the right. And when you get in the middle, say what you're going to find. You're going to find people like Isaac Anderson and Zach Gill. Make it a stop for Benedictine. It'll bring up a second down line at their own 17-yard line for Indiana Wesleyan. Wildcats come into the ballgame today, number 5 in the nation. Benedictine is number 6. Quarterback, Xander Stokes, is about 5 yards behind his center, waiting for the snap. Long count, now takes the snap, looking left, throws left, has his man, he's going to catch it at the 25, picks up the first down at the 26-yard line. They need it. 9, that's what they got, caught by Markel Stevens Peppers. A 5'11 junior out of Dayton, Ohio, the number 2 receiver on this team, and a first conference, first all-team, all-conference performer. I'm getting spam calls right in the middle of Indiana. Who knew? First and 10. Indiana West into their own 27-yard line. Quarterback Xander Stokes. Under center this time. Play action that rolls right, rolls right, rolls right. Throws, got his man caught at the hip. At the 32-yard line, and he's going to be up there. Another first down and another catch for Stevens Peppers. That is a hyphenated surname. Stevens Peppers, the number 2 receiver, and again, a first-team conference guy last week. He had 2 catches for Indiana Wesleyan. Second, and he's already got 2 catches in the first 3 plays of the game here this afternoon. 4 touchdowns on the season. He's got longest 72 this year. Motion will come to the left side. Quarterback will hand off to the running back. No, the jet sweep going outside. Get to the 40. Falling forward, picking up a first down. Up to their own 43-yard line. In the early going of the ball game, Indiana Wesleyan moving the football with a nice combination of running and throwing. Speaking of the quarterback, Xander Stokes, 6'1", 187-pound senior out of Anderson, Indiana. Last week, he threw 11 of 20 for 80 yards and a touchdown. He's another first-team all-conference performer in a mid-state conference. First and 10 of their own 43. Indiana Wesleyan began this series at their own 16. Moving it upfield now, going from left to right across your dial here in the opening quarter. Stokes is going to be back to throw again. Plenty of time now. Chased out of the pocket. Rolling right. He's got lots of room to run if he decides to do it. Now he's going to realize it. Some daylight. He runs to the right side. Stokes was just bound and determined he was going to throw the ball. Never looked at the field in front of him. Had no concept that there was so much open space. And when he did, you could just see he almost like literally, physically jumped up and started running. And was able to pick up about 7. Right down into the 50, up to the 50-yard line. It'll bring up a second down at 3. Wildcats at the midfield mark. We're just underway in a ball game with 12 to go in the opening quarter. Wildcats have taken the opening kickoff and trying to put together a first series. Quarterback will play action again. Roll to his right side this time. Now he's going to carry the ball, and he will come up short of the first down, getting about half of that. Matter of fact, they're only going to get him 1 yard. It'll make up a third down and 1. For Benedictine, the tackle made by... on my board here, tackle is going to be made by, there's Jared Heron. Jared making the stop for BC. So it is going to bring up now a third down two. Big call for both of these teams in the early going of the game. Trying to set a little bit of big early momentum. Wide receiver Xavier Gordon for the Wildcats is going to be in tight on the left side. A little bit of an inverted bone, third down and 2. The quarterback is going to roll to his right. Being chased, throws the ball just in time. Caught, a diving effort made. And right now, Indiana Wesleyan hits Xavier Gordon. They're not looking for anything deep. They're taking what the Ravens are giving them. They're carving up the zone defense, picking up 5, 6, 7, 8 at a time. They move the ball from their own 16. Now down to the Benedictine, 34-yard line. First and 10, Indiana Wesleyan. 11 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Wesleyan moving a football, and again, quarterback Xander Stokes. Long count. Back to throw again, looking left, throws left, got a man wide open, caught at the 35, and going to be at a gain of another 5 yards, going the width of the field. Stokes is getting some pressure, but he's got enough time to get rid of the ball, and again, nothing deep, nothing fancy, just flooding up the zone, staying in front of the coverage, and pick it up, again, in this case, 5 yards. Second down, 5, empty, Benedictine, 35-yard line, now for Indiana Wesleyan. Scripps will come to the right side, one wide to the left side, single man to the backfield with the right hand of quarterback Stokes. He will bring his wide out in motion, hand off to the running back. He will sweep to the left side, bounce outside, hit and drowned after about a 2-yard gain, running wide to the left side. And for Indiana Wesleyan, that run is just to keep the defense honest. Just don't let them continue to think they're going to throw on every down, even though they have thrown on a lot of downs already. As with so many things here today, the telephones also, the streaming statistics are not working, but I'm sure we'll get to those here in a little bit. It is a third down 3 call. Inside the 35-yard line, they've got to get down to the Raven 29. Third down 3, Indiana Wesleyan. Quarterback is going to be under center this time. Long count, play action. Looks right all the time in the world. Now he's going deep. He's got his man down there, and it comes back and caught it and dropped it at the 2-yard line. A terrible miss for Markel Stebbins Peppers, who had his defender with him. Stopped, came back to the ball, hit him, and he dropped it. Now for Indiana Wesleyan, it's decision time. Their kicking game, mediocre, as their kicker, Ethan Collins, is 12 of 21. Field goal kicking this season with a long of 44. The ball here at the 32. It would be like a 49-yard field goal effort, and they're going to go for it on fourth down. Quarterback is going to have 5 in a pattern. Stokes is going to drop back. Everybody back on. It's going to be a fourth down, 2 and a big call. At the Raven 33. There's the snap back. QB looking, throwing left, and this man is caught. First down on the left lad in a Raven. allow him to pick up the first down. And again, who do they go to? Peppers. He's running wild. He's running unobstructed, and he has been picking up big yardage downfield. It's another first and Anna Wesley going for it on fourth down. Stokes is, what, 5 of 6 throwing the football for 33 yards, first and 10. Wildcats. They're now deep in Benedictine territory at the Raven 27. Call it the 27-yard line. Stokes will have his running back on his left side now. Takes a snap, hands off Williams. He'll go into the middle, hit, spins around, breaks the first two tackles, falls forward. And it's going to get back to around the original line of scrimmage. It looks like the Ravens were going to have Duradian Williams stop for maybe the loss of a yard or two for the junior from Lake Placid, Florida. Another first conference player for Indiana Wesleyan. Gets back to the line of scrimmage and bring up a second down and 10. Last week, Williams had a field day. 33 carries, 178 yards, one touchdown. He's going to be looking for 1,000 yards on the season here this afternoon, coming in today with 983. Second down call, second and 10. Back to throw again is going to be Stokes. Looks left, throws left in. That is the first time he's thrown a pass that was not very close or very well thrown. That one misses everyone and way out in front of Stevens Peppers, who you've got to think was his intended receiver. Must have been held up a little bit in the middle of that defense as he was trying to cross through and split up that zone. Coach going to go incomplete, bring it up now, a third and 10. First possession of the game by Indiana Wesley, taking a ton of time. We're down to 8:12 to play in the opening quarter. Ravens have still to touch the football. 8:12 to go. Quarterback, long count, takes snap, back to throw. Looking left, throwing left, has his man, got him inside the 15-yard line. The Ravens say he's out of bounds. The official says he caught it. It's going to be at the 13-yard line, and again, the same play, the same way, the same receiver. Indiana Wesley's not doing anything cute or special. They are executing extremely well, and they've got it first into 10. 7:58, 57, running along here, approaching the midpoint of the opening quarter. And the Wildcats are threatening. They will send a man wide to the left side. That's going to be Xavier Gordon. What do you need from me? Huh? No, I'm using cellular because I couldn't get the other things to happen. Quarterback is going to, this time, hand off straight ahead running. 15 down to the 10, maybe even down to the 9-yard line. I get the dial tone, but I keep getting things like subscriber is not something or another. I don't know. I did that. I couldn't make it happen, but perhaps it's a software issue. 7:15, 7:14. We're over midpoint now of the opening quarter. It'll be a second down and 6 for Indiana Wesleyan at the Benedictine 10-yard line. Receivers again, 2 to the right, 1 to the left. It's going to come in motion to the right side. Quarterback is going to keep it himself. He'll boot to the left. Hit at the 10, down at the 9-yard line. Sanders Stokes trying to stretch to the outside, but it did not allow him to get to the edge. And it is going to be no gain on the play. It'll bring up a third down for IWU. And again, they're going to come back in with their duo of wide receivers, Markell Stevens Peppers and Xavier Gordon. Is that it working? Okay. Well, how is this? 9-1 area code. Okay, I'll try that here at a break here in a while. I appreciate your help, sir. Thank you very much. 6:23 to go in the opening quarter. Maybe he's back to throw again. Third down long. All the time in the world, and now he's going to run with it. He's to the 10. He's to the 5. He's to the 4. He's going to have a first and goal, Indiana Wesleyan. And Benedictine has been able to put zero pressure on Xander Stokes so far today. He has had all the time he's needed. He's been able to pick out his receivers. He's been able to isolate them. And that time when he could not, he just was able to run with the ball. They're going to say it's not a first down. They're going to call a fourth down and a short one. Is Indiana Wesleyan going to go for the field goal or well within range? They are not. Here comes the offense. Big play for IWU and the Benedictine defense. It is fourth and one. They're at the 5-yard line. Quarterback Stokes, long count, will hand off, running back, hits the middle, picks up the first down. He's at the 3. The officials are going to walk up over it and It looks from this distance like he's picked it up. They have not given that indication yet. Are they going to bring the change in? Up there it is, first and down. So Indiana Wesleyan, they have been spectacular. They have taken the opening kickoff, punched it slowly, methodically, down the field. They've now taken it inside the five-yard line. It is first and goal at the Benedictine 3. Wildcats with 5:14 to go. They have used over 10 minutes in this first possession of the game. Incredible. Wide to the left side is going to be Levi Tidwell. He'll come in motion to the right. First and goal, 3 yards out. Play action. Quarterback rolling right, throwing. Got his man back in the end zone. Touchdown, Wildcats. So Indiana Wesleyan did exactly what they wanted to do. They took the ball to start the game. They drove it downfield. They converted on fourth downs when they needed it, and they were able to punch it in on a 3-yard pass to Jaquez Carter. And here comes the PAT. It'll be Ethan Collins to kick, held by Chase Bradford. The holder. It is down, it is up, plenty high, plenty long, and it is good. We're taking a timeout in Marion, Indiana. 4:55 to play in the opening quarter. The Ravens have yet to touch a football, and they trail 7-0.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh milk, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday, Sunday noon to 7.
But now the Ravens are going to get the football for the first time today. The kick is high and short. It's brilliant. It's bouncing around. And are the Ravens awake enough to cover it up? But they dive on it late. Benedictine was taken by surprise on that high kick. We see so many teams beginning to do that now, making the ball land around the 25-yard line, not kicking it to the deep return man against whom everyone is afraid because Benedictine has such great speed back there. The up guys, I think, were absolutely unaware that thing was bounding around. But fortunately, Ravens are going to come up with a football, and it'll be first and 10 for Benedictine. They'll operate beginning at their own 30-yard line. We'll see what the BC offense has to offer as they find themselves trailing 7-0. Welcome to Marion, Iowa. That kickoff was brought to you by Huntley Liquor. Need to kick off your party, so the stop there, hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's no great than Huntley Liquor. Here's a first down play. Eric Kittle is going to be back to throw. Looking over the middle, he's going to throw to the right side, and he's got two receivers standing side by side. Luckily for Benedictine, Ethan Perrott was able to come up with a catch. It'll bring up a first and 10 Benedictine. Perrott down the field, and Austin Buteau holding hands practically downfield, but The Ravens are going to get it across the 50-yard line. They've got it at the Wildcat 46. It's first and 10, BC. Receiver wide to the left side and twins wide to the right. Quarterback Garrett Kittle with a single man to his right-hand side, and there's going to be the wraparound handoff straight ahead to the 45, to the 40. Look at Witherspoon go down to the 30, but he loses the ball. St. Francis says they've gotten it. The officials are going to walk up over it, and we'll see what happens. Is they unloaded? It is. Wait for a call. I don't know if people I see making a call belong to Indiana Wesleyan. The officials are still talking about it. Indiana Wesleyan dancing, begging, crying, and they're going to get it here at home. It is Indiana Wesleyan football. Benedictine on its second play of the game coughs it up, and the Ravens are going to turn it over. With 4:23 to play, the Benedictine possession lasted 32 seconds, and they give it back to IWU. The Raven defense is able to stiffen a little bit after that first Indiana Wesleyan possession that took over 10 minutes off the clock, ending with a touchdown. The ball is going to be at the Wildcats 35-yard line, where it'll bring up a first and 10. Double wing offense now. Motion will go over to the left side. Quarterback will make the pitch. Sweep it to the outside. It's going to be Williams. He'll get to the edge. He's going to get hit. He's going to make a yard, maybe. Superb defense. Getting to the outside, I see Gavin Spangler over there for Benedictine. And again, I see Isaac Anderson. And coming up for Benedictine out of the secondary, Jackson Hoskins. It'll bring up a second down and nine. Benedictine in his traveling white jerseys, white pants, black helmets, red lettering and trim. For Indiana Wesleyan, it is black jerseys and black pants with kind of a mirrored red and black helmet. Second and nine. Five in the pattern. Trips wide side. Twins short side. Back to those Stokes. Again, all day. Throws a pass. It's going to be caught. And the Ravens fold him up as Blue Kaplinger doesn't get the tackle made immediately, but he stops further progress and is able then to wait for a little bit of help to come up and assist him in tackling Levi Tidwell. It'll be the gain of a couple of more yards. Indiana Wesleyan going now third down seven. IWU at its own 38-yard line under head coach Jordan Langs, coach of the year in the conference, offensive coordinator Eric Terraza, assistant coach of the year in the conference, guys who have been here every play of every game since this program began 4 years ago. Third down and seven. QB is back. This time he's chased. Broke tackle once. Broke tackle twice. Now a throw on the run to the 40. Down they'll go at a gain of three. The Ravens got some pressure on. Did not make the sack. Stokes is able to have a little shovel pass, but it goes for a minimal yardage. And for the first time this afternoon, it would appear that Indiana Wesleyan is going to be punting the football away, and they're going to bring their punter, Ethan Collins, in. Now for the Ravens, again, the deep return man, well, that is going to be Jay Sean Todd. On that kickoff a minute ago, they kicked away from the return man. Let's see if they continue to respect him. A little bit of a wind from the south, about 9 miles an hour. So he will be kicking into that wind. There's a snap. The boot is away. And Jay Sean, it's going to kick away from him. He's going to back away and wisely just let that thing roll. It's going to take a huge Wildcat roll inside the 20 and finally dead at the 15-yard line. So after having taken the football away, Indiana Wesleyan unable to capitalize on a big opportunity, but they're going to push Benedictine deep into their own end. It'll be Raven football first and 10 at its own 15-yard line. Clock stopping, 2:03 to go in the opening quarter. And so, for Benedictine, it's second possession. They've run two plays in the first quarter today. Quarterback Garrett Kittle, the senior from Alto Lomas, back to throw. Over the mid, he goes. Gets a big tight end at the 25. Up to the 30-yard line. That's Tanner Zimmerman. And it's a first and 10 for Benedictine, and the Ravens just going straight up the middle. Tanner, big guy, 6'5", a freshman out of Olathe West High School in for BC. Lots and lots of young players. Indiana West, lots and lots of old, experienced players. Almost the entire team is in its fifth year. They've been here with the head coach since they started this program, as I mentioned a little bit ago, 4 years ago. These guys have been experienced. Most of them have played in every snap this team has ever had. Now, quarterback Garrett Kittle is going to keep it himself on what looked like a kind of a broken play as the snap was very high. Garrett had to leap in the air to pull it down. He's got to run to the right side, going out of bounds, picking up maybe a yard or so, no more than that. Clock rolling along. Now with a minute 20 to go in the opening quarter. L&L Construction, for all your spring projects, from remodels to new construction. Give them a call, L&L Construction. You know them, the guys in the red truck. Motion will come to the left side. That's going to be Jay Sean, Benedictine. Second down long. Back to throw Kettle. The blitz is on. Kettle running for his life. Has to throw it. And right side, is it caught? Or is it incomplete? The pitcher says yes. Right at the first down marker. And that was an amazing throw and catch. And they're going to say it's a first and 10 for Benedictine. Got a job by Boutreau as Kettle was running. He was being pursued and did a nice job of finding a receiver, and then delivering the ball to him in a catchable way, and Boutreau made a spectacular catch. Last minute of the opening quarter, Ravens coming up over the football, first and 10 at their own 42. Motion will come to the right side. They'll set up on a wing. It's going to be Rayshon out there. Kettle will keep it himself, go straight ahead to the 45 and up to the 48-yard line. It's going to be about a half a dozen on a first yard or a first down carry. And for BC, they'll have to hurry to get another playoff. They don't have to take another snap in this first quarter. The question is, will they? Rayshon Mills will check out of the game and back in Dalton Witherspoon. We haven't seen him touch the ball since he coughed it up back in that first possession. Down to 9 seconds, 8. Looking at the clock at 7. Kettle with 4. He's not going to take that snap. He's just kidding with him. And that's going to be the end of the opening quarter. We got a timeout of the field in Marion, Indiana after 1. It is Indiana Wesleyan 7. Benedictine, nothing.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Oh, it's so good to have you back with us here in Marion, Indiana, on the campus of Indiana Wesleyan University here at Wildcat Stadium. Very nice facility, very new facility, very expensive facility. And Ravens on the far side across the way from us in front of a great number of Benedictine fans who've trekked over here to enjoy this game this afternoon. Not like the last time we were in Indiana to watch Benedictine football, where it was a deluge and Noah floated by middle of the afternoon. This is a perfect, as they would call, Chamber of Commerce Day. Gorgeous outside. First and 10, Benedictine. The first play of the second quarter. The handoff into the right side of the 50. And Witherspoon driving forward down to near the 45-yard line. He will have yardage across midfield. He will have a Benedictine first and 10. How about that Dalton Witherspoon? There's the 5-foot-11-inch freshman out of Windsor, Missouri. Does such a great job. He's worked himself. He's worked himself into a starting position in the Ravens offensive backfield. And here we go for BC, first and 10 at the Indiana Wesleyan 45. Quarterback is going to bring his running back up to his right hand. Back to throw. Goes left. Has the man badly thrown and picked off. Garrett just sailed one out there. His receiver had no chance at it. And a poorly thrown football turns into another Benedictine turnover. The Ravens have turned the ball over twice in the first 15 and a half minutes of the game. It is a 7-0 Wildcat lead with 14:26 to go and Indiana Wesleyan is going to have the ball at their own 42-yard line as the Ravens give it back. Coming into that pass, Kettle was 3 for 3, only 3 passes thrown. Now he is 3 for 4 with an interception, 49 yards. Xander Stokes, 9 of 11, 60 yards, but they've been short in one touchdown pass, and he has been very good at just carving the defense up. Now the handoff is going to go to the running back, sweeps to the right side, gets in the 45-yard line. He's going to be tackled from behind after about a 5-yard gain as he tries to stretch the field and runs over to the Benedictine sideline. Following big guys over there, he's got some great offensive linemen out in front of him, particularly the tackle Lucas Doyle, first-team all-conference guy, 6'5", 298. Left guard, 6'1", 291. Center, 6'1", 264. Go to the right side, where they go 6'2", 272, and 6'4", 305. They are outstanding in the front for Indiana Wesleyan. It's a second down 3. Wildcats with the football just shy of midfield. QB back over the middle. And again, the slant pattern across the middle. An uncontested defender is going to be tackled by Blue Kaplinger. Receiver tackled by Blue Kaplinger. Levi Tidwell will come up with his second catch of the day. And again, no long catches. That is about a 3-yard catch. His first one was good for 2. But they continue to move the sticks. It is a 1st and 10, Indiana Wesleyan. 13:20 to go. See if this passing game is similar to a rushing game in that you don't look for the home run. You look for 3, 4, 5, 6, and maybe you break one once in a while. But you take up time, you move downfield, you score. Here's a wide open receiver, took his eye off the ball. That was good for 18 to 20. And Deidrian Williams knows he let one get away. And now we got a couple of Benedictine defensive backs who are having a very intense conversation among themselves trying to figure out, I don't know who missed him, but somebody did. A break for the Ravens. Indiana Wesleyan not able to connect on that pass. 13:09 to go in the opening half. Still a 7-0 lead. Wildcats leading the Ravens here on the road this afternoon. We mentioned 44 degrees at kickoff time. Sun beaming down. It'll get into the low 50s by the time this one is over today. Motion will go to the left side. The quarterback is under center. Handoff is going to go to the tailback. He'll dance. He'll bounce. But tell you what, Levi Tidwell is going nowhere. He'll get maybe 1 yard as the Raven defense is extremely tough in the middle. And again, you're going to see Gavin Spangler coming up off the bottom of that stack for the Raven front. 3rd down 9 coming the way of Indiana Wesleyan. IWU going from right to left here in the second quarter. Quarterback again with 5 in a pattern. Nobody back there with Xander Stokes. He's 5 yards behind it. The line of scrimmage takes a snap. Ravens have put some pressure on. He'll throw over the middle. He's got a man wide open. And is there a pass interference? There is none. And the Ravens defense holds. They were looking deep for Markell Stevens Peppers. He was the only guy downfield, and they were throwing to him around the 15-yard line. Incomplete. And now, with the wind behind them, there is going to be a field goal effort. Maybe. Is that going to really be a field goal? They're going to punt this. There's no way that's going to be a field goal. They're going to punt this ball. Line of scrimmage is 42, and you got Ethan Collins. Ethan has punted 50 times this year. 21 of them have gone inside the 20-yard line. He averages over 37 yards a kick. Snap is back. This boot is high, end over end. It's going to be the perfect kind of kick, not deep, and goes out of bounds across the way. He is not powerful, but he is very accurate. And they're going to mark him out at the right on the 20. Spot on at the 20-yard line, and the Ravens will have their 3rd possession of the afternoon. Here comes Benedictine, 1st and 10. Ravens trailing in the ball game, 7-0. 12:14 to play in the opening half. This is the NAIA Football Championship Series quarterfinal game. There are 8 teams left in the postseason. There are 4 games going on around the country. We'll try to keep you up to speed with some of those as the afternoon wears on. This, of course, the first game of the day. Ravens are going to be back to throw. Kettle rolling, looking. Now he decides to run. He'll get across the 20, get to the 25-yard line, and be chased out of bounds into the IWU sideline. Gain of a half a dozen for the senior quarterback, Garrett Kettle. They'll go inside 12 minutes to play here. Boy, for Benedictine. These two teams really have got no competition, no history, having never played before. So it's kind of hard to compare anything to learn a little bit about one another. These teams, who's going to be quarterback keeping it himself again. And this time Garrett is going to get up to around the 29-yard line where he's kind of pile-drived into the ground, having picked up another four. Ravens are going to be looking now at a third down and one. Jacob Gathright got 33 yards last week, and he continues to move closer to Aaron Jackson's 2018 mark of 1,202 yards. He's got 11-22 on 49 receptions. We have not seen him touch the ball. In fact, Benedictine has only thrown to Perrott, Zimmerman, and Buteau today. One each. And here's the handle left side. Look out, Rayshon, 35-45. Rayshon up near the 50-yard line. How about that? First team all-conference player Rayshon Mills, a gaping hole in the left side. Tremendous job of that offensive line. And the Ravens now running up, hustling up, getting up over on top of the football. First and 10 BC at the 49-yard line, their own. Quarterback is back. Garrett looking left, looking deep, downfield and just out of the reach of his intended receiver, Gathright, down at the 25-yard line. Clock is going to stop at 10:48 to play. We're in the opening half, and the Ravens trail 7-0 here in Marion, Indiana this afternoon. BC is going to now have to wait a moment, get the play back in, because they had Gathright way downfield. Jacobs has to get back up court. They're up the field here and get back into the backfield. Now BC is going to switch the running back over to the right side of the quarterback. And again, the handoff is going to go to Rayshon. He will bounce into the middle, put a shoulder down and get across the 15, take it down to the 47-yard line. So maybe Benedictine, are they going to look now to establish a running game in the middle using Rayshon? They had Dalton in earlier in the game. Dalton with two carries, 18 yards, one fumble. We got Rayshon, one carry in before that one for 20. So now two carries, 24 yards for Rayshon. Third down, a half a dozen. Benedictine across midfield at the Indiana Wesleyan, 47-yard line. 10-10 to go in a half. Quarterback is back. Garrett throws over the middle. It's going to be caught at the 40-yard line. Dragging defenders for the first down. What a nice run after the catch. And that is Reed Levi, the Rockhurst tight end. First and 10, Benedictine. Reed Levi with the catch. And it's 6'4", 223. Got the strength. He's got the motivation. Drugged that whole stack forward. And the Ravens are down now at the 38-yard line. In Wildcat territory, BC is going to bring their receiver from the left side into the backfield. That's Gathright, or rather, that is going to be Witherspoon. And now another pass to the middle of the Ravens. Cough it up again. Is it down? They're going to run up over and call it second down. This time, the receiver who caught the ball, Zimmerman, it looked like he was forward progress was stopped, and one of the defenders just reached in. And I think this is something we've seen from Indiana Wesleyan all day, just ripping and tearing at the ball. Pulled it free. It was laying on the ground. The officials runs in from the far sideline, indicating that the play had been stopped, and that it is a dead ball. Second down, Benedictine and five. Inside the 35-yard line for the Ravens. Motion will come to the near side. QB play actions over the middle. He's got a man wide open. Caught 10 at the five. That is touchdown, Ravens. Give it to Reed Levi. He was wide open down the numbers on the left side. And at 8:53 to go in the half, Benedictine has gotten on the board. For the Ravens, that is a 33-yard TD pass from Garrett Kendall to Reed Levi. And here comes the PAT, Colin Bruner to kick. It'll be held by Kendall. It is down. And no, the Ravens are going to go for two on a bad snap. The throw into the end zone is no good to the Ravens. Trail as they fail on the PAT mistake. We've got a timeout at 8:53 to go in the opening half. It is Indiana Wesleyan 7, Benedictine 6.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take Five, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
And here comes the Kullen-Bruner kickoff, high end over end, grab of the wind and driven down to the 20-yard line. It'll be up to the 23, and that is all. Kick coverage quickly downfield by Abram Phillips for Benedictine. A freshman out of Olathe North High School. It is first and 10, Indiana Wesleyan. Benedictine trailing by one, 7-6, but a fantastic touchdown play from Garrett Kettle to Reed Levi, 33 yards. But the Ravens failing on the PAT, they still trail by one. Receivers are going to go two to the right side and one to the left as back up the offense for Indiana Wesleyan. Long count by quarterback Sanders Stokes. Do a handoff to his running back, sweeps to the left side. The defense just stands and waits, does not attack, and the running back sees that, cuts back inside and ends up picking up nearly 10 yards. The defender on the outside says, I'm going to just stand here and you're going to come to me. But the running back says, you know what? I'll just run around you instead. Did that very successfully for a gain of 9. That'll make a second down and 1 for Indiana Wesleyan at the 33-yard line, their own. 8:18 to go, first half. Ravens trail by 1-7-6. Stokes, the quarterback. Game clock at 8, play clock at 8. He's back to throw. Hit as he releases, and it is going to be incomplete at the 45-yard line. Stokes was back there, and he got a little bit of contact from the blitzing Raven linebackers, but he springs to his feet, and the young man out of Anderson, Indiana, which is not too far down the road here, just 2 weeks from Indianapolis. By the way, here at Marion, we are probably in, what, an hour and a half north of Indianapolis, something like that. 8:06 to play, third down and a yard for Indiana Wesleyan. 8:06 to play in the first half. Ravens trail by one. Quarterback is going to have running back behind him, two to the right side, motion to the left side. QB is going to keep it himself, pushes, drives forward, and man, I'm not so sure. The official is going to run up, and they're going to give him enough for the spot. He kind of zigs and zags a little bit as he comes in, but if he's gotten to the 34, he's got it. But I'm not now. They're going to unstack it. Let's just see where they're going to put it. It's fourth down. Now, here's the decision for Indiana Wesleyan. How much courage you got? How good do you think your offense is? How much faith do you have in Xander Stokes? And Coach Lang says, you know what, leading by one with half the second quarter to play, I don't have that much confidence, and he's going to bring the punter Ethan Collins back in. Now, Collins is going to have a little wind out there, pretty much at his back. His last kick went out of bounds at the 20s. He kicked away, and now we've got markers, and let's see what this is all about. Let's see what's happening over here. Waiting to get a call from our crew here this afternoon. Okay. So their gear doesn't work much better than a lot of the other things here, but what they end up telling us is that it's going to be a penalty against Indiana Wesleyan, and so it's going to push the ball back. That fourth down in short yard is going to be fourth down in a big five, and from inside their own 30-yard line, Brock has to go to be punting it away again. And again, we've got Ethan Collins, and a Kokomo. That's not very far from here. Go through that on the way here, too. The pressure's on. The kick is away. And again, they're going to kick it, take it by Benedictine at the 30. Back to the left of the 35 and up to the 37-yard line. Trying to dance but not running with the ball. And Raven return is very small. 6:56 to go in the first half. Benedictine will bring his offense back out of the field. First and 10. We're going to see where they got to spot this thing down. 37-yard line for the Ravens with plenty of time. Both teams have a full complement of timeouts remaining. And here comes the Benedictine offense. We're going to see who we've got in the backfield. It's going to be Rayshon back there. Receivers two to the right. Wraparound handoff. No. The pass into the middle. It's going to be Todd. 40, 45, 46-yard line. Coming up about a half a yard short. Good to see Jay Sean now getting incorporated a little bit into the offense. Before that play, they had thrown no passes yet to Jay Sean Todd. That is his first reception of the day. And here comes Benedictine bringing a play in from the far sideline. Wide to the near side. Going to be Jacob Gathright. You got to be looking at him. Very wide to the right side. How about Rayshon Mills coming out of the backfield being very, very wide to the right side? You got trips to the left side. Nobody to the backfield with Kettle. Now, of course, here's what happens. Rayshon will run back, and he'll be back there to protect his quarterback who's back to throw. QB's over the middle. It's going to be caught. There's Gathright 50. Gathright 45. Gathright 40. Gathright finally is going to be stood up and down at the 36-yard line. Jacob Gathright. Once he gets his hand on the ball, you better have a few guys to kind of corral him because he has that fantastic speed. And Benedictine will advance the chain. Garrett Kittle, first to Jay Sean, then to Jacob. NBC is in Indiana Wesleyan territory at the 35-36-yard line. It's first and 10. Rayshon Mills over to the quarterback's left hand. Back to throw. Pursued. Rolling right. Now just going to throw it away. That was a good play by Garrett Kettle. The crowd moans a little bit. They thought there was a hold in the backfield by Rayshon as he tried to slow down one of those oncoming defenders. Maybe there was, maybe there wasn't. At any rate, it's going to bring up a first or a second and 10 for Benedictine. 5.5 to go in the third or in the second quarter. 5.5 to go in the second quarter. 7-6. Indiana Wesleyan leading Benedictine. Each team with a touchdown, but Iwu was able to convert on his PAT. BC is going to bring Dalton Witherspoon into the backfield, and a little wraparound handoff to Dalton. He's looking for the edge, gets it to the 40, to the 35, puts his head down and goes down at the 31-yard line, giving him about 5 on his second down carry. What you may not know about Dalton Witherspoon is here. He's out of Windsor, Missouri. He's a freshman. But what you don't know is Dalton Witherspoon's got a twin brother, Dylan Witherspoon. And Dylan is a redshirted freshman who plays on the other side of the football. He is a guy in the defensive secondary. Identical guys. And both here at Benedictine. 5 minutes ago in the first half. Derek Kittle is back. Lots of time. Now steps up. He's going to get sacked. He took forever. It looked like he had lots of time, and it finally... stepping up was Isaac Adeo, first team all-conference defensive end. He is a big man, 6'3", 240. Came into the game today with 49 tackles, 16 and a half tackles for losses, 10 sacks on the season. And he's even forced a fumble. And so Benedictine looking at a 4th and 11. And they're going to leave Garrett Kettle out. Remember, Garrett, he's punted 4 times this year already. And Kettle is in on a 4th and 11 call at the 32. Now he'll step back to the 45 and punt it away with the left foot. It is going to be fair caught at the 15. Clock down now at 4:08 to go. 4:08 to play in the first half. We got quite a game here. Benedictine trailing 7-6 in a battle of number 6 and number 5 in the nation. Benedictine coming in at 11-1. Indiana Wesleyan coming in at 10-1. Wesleyan lost his first game of the season to an FCS team. And then they've been on since then a 10-game winning streak. Here comes The Wildcat offense. 4:08 to go in the half. Quarterback Sanders Dokes is back. Flares run right side. This is what they've been doing all day long, putting it in the hands of Stevens Peppers. That's what they've done all day long. Peppers is going to be tackled at the 15-16-yard line, picking up about three. And he comes up, his teammates trying to help him put his gear back on. There was good coverage on the near side again. You got over here Luke Kaplinger and also Joel Mavis for BC. Clock rolling along at 3:40 to play. Indiana Wesleyan seems to be in no hurry. Now they're going to have a little triangle on the right side. Goes motion. Long, long count. QB. And wraparound handoff. Big hole up the middle to the 25-30. Look out, 35-40. They're going to have to try to catch it from behind. 45-50. Finally, the Ravens able to make the tackle. But that was a fantastic run by Deidrian Williams. That was a huge hole in the middle of the line. And the Ravens, lucky they had the speed to catch him from behind as he takes the ball inside the Benedictine 45-yard line. It's at the Raven 44, and we're 3 minutes to go in the half. Wide to the right side, tight end Charlie Hill. I mean, he's going to go very wide, over beyond the numbers, in front of the Benedictine sideline. Two stacked receivers on each side. And again, about the same play, the same way, the same gaping hole, and the same yardage. Well, not quite the same yardage. You gained to about 7 or 8, though. And the straight-ahead run, this time by Daniel Weems. And Weems comes up looking a little weak after that. He took a beating in the middle. One Raven defensive lineman helps him up, but Weems is going to try to stay in the game. Inside 2.5 to play in the first half. Both teams still with a full complement of timeouts remaining. 7-6. IWU in front. Ravens want to stop any late first half scoring here. Xander Stokes, the quarterback. Long count, back to throw, flares it over to the left side, caught at the line of scrimmage, down to the 35, down to the 30, down to the 25, 20. He's going to score. Dancing into the end zone, beating all the Ravens to the other side. Touchdown, Indiana Wesleyan. And again, Wesleyan goes with the short passes. They are doing great blocking on the edges, and Benedictine having trouble with that today. 2:04 to go in the first half. In Indiana Wesleyan will have its second at touchdown of the afternoon. We're waiting for Ethan Collins for the PAT. Right foot soccer style kicker. Takes his time, settles in, and it's down, it's up, and did he get it? He did. PAT's good. We're taking a break now at 2:04 to go. 2:04 to go in the first half. It is Wildcats 14, Ravens 6.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take 5, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
For the second time this afternoon, Xander Stokes is connected with Jaquez Carter on a touchdown pass. This time it was 36 yards away. Ravens with 2:04 to go in the opening half, trailed in the game 14-6. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, producing and engineering back at the Care Radio Sports Studio, doing a nice job of battling through some tech issues that we've been dealing with, but we are very, very glad to be with you here this afternoon. Benedictine's first four possessions of the game. First one, they fumbled. Second one ended with a fumble. The third, a touchdown. And then the fourth one with a punt for Indiana Wesleyan. Touchdown, three punts, and a touchdown. Here we go. BC's return man back at the 5-yard line, and the kick is going to be away. And it is going to be Jayshon at the goal line. Todd up the right side. He's pushed out of bounds, and that was no kind of return. There was a late shove out of bounds on the near side. No marker hits the ground, and the officials will take a blind eye to that play. First and 10, Benedictine at the 11. On the return, coming up the right side, Jayshon ran towards the sideline. The defense, the kick coverage came down, had him hemmed up on the side of Jayshon, seeing absolutely nowhere to go, just stands out of bounds. And Ravens with a lot of green in front of them. With 2 minutes precisely to go in the first half, they have it first and 10. That kickoff of the way, how about that? Brought to you by Huntley Liquor. Hometown friendly and hometown helpful. Our good friends at Huntley Liquor. 2 minutes to go. Steve Murray would utilize some timeouts here. Kettle is back, goes over the middle. A high pass, missed, incomplete. Again, a poorly thrown pass by Kettle is uncatchable and going up with one hand, but unable to pull it in is Jayshon. Going to bring up for Benedict in a second down. They were going right into the middle of the defense where had Jayshon been able to catch that, could have used a little bit of that incredible speed of his, but it is incomplete. Clock stops now with a minute 56. Back into the backfield for the Ravens comes Dalton Witherspoon. Huge game for these two teams. Chance to go to the Final Four with a win here today. Historic kind of a game. Here's a little lateral in the backfield, and there's nowhere for Dalton Witherspoon to go. He's going to be stood up. He's not going to pick up anything. And right now, all the momentum belongs to Indiana Wesleyan. Down to a minute 45, and we're going to get a timeout. Yeah. See, Indiana Wesleyan thinks they're going to get the ball back, and they're going to stop the clock with an effort at doing that. We're going to take a break. This timeout, of course, sponsored you by Atchison Dental. You need to ask them about any healthy start for your child. Helping your child with sleep disorders, school performance, behavior, and more. Atchison Dental. 1:45 to go in the half. It is Wildcats 14, Ravens 6.
It's a great day in Atchison, and it's a great day at Urban Lawn Care. Ron and Michelle at Urban Lawn Care are proud to support area sports teams and schools. As an Atchison High School graduate, Michelle knows how amazing the school district is, building successful futures, every student, every day. Urban Lawn Care, where our business is in the green.
How much do you really know about home and auto insurance? Probably not enough. That's why it's important to have an insurance agent you know and trust. Someone who has the backing of a trusted company. Chris Taylor with State Farm in Atchison is that person. Call 367-4015 for a free insurance review. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Surprises and celebrations all begin at Raven Liquor. Check out their beer cave and extensive bourbon selection. No need to get out in the cold. Pull up to their drive-thru and stay in the warmth of your car. Make Raven Liquor, 1800 Main Street in Atchison, your go-to liquor store.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Well, during that really long timeout, Benedictine comes out on third down, and the last thing that they could afford to do, giving Indiana Wesleyan a chance to score, is exactly what they've done. Is Garrett Kendall with the pass over to the right side. Badly thrown, underthrown. Defender jumps up in front, makes the INT. And Indiana Wesleyan is going to have a minute 39 to go. Two timeouts with which to work and a short field. Not only do they lead now at 14-6, but they've got a chance to make it a full two-possession lead. The ball at the Benedictine 30-yard line. So for the Ravens, struggling, moving to football. Garrett Kittle, 8 of 12 passing, a touchdown, a couple of turnovers. Here we go, first and 10. Raven defense is going to have to be big right here, keep their team close as we go to the locker room. Motion will come over to the right side. The quarterback is going to hand off. They'll skirt around the edge, and there's a tremendous open field tackle over there for the Ravens. And again, the tackle is made for BC. Looking around. Oh, it's Jobby. Jobby Bloomquist with the stop for Benedictine. It's going to be the loss of a yard, and the clock is rolling now at a minute 15 to play. Five players in the pattern. Stokes, the only man in the backfield. Indiana Wesleyan on offense, leading at 14-6. QB straight back. straight back, plenty of time, throwing deep, got a man wide open, end zone, touchdown! The Ravens were beaten in the corner, Joel Mavis gives it up, and the Ravens are now down 20-6 with a minute to go in the first half. That was just a matter of Xander Stokes dialing up. He found the mismatch that he wanted, the 5-foot-9-inch cornerback trying to cover the much taller receiver, and Bennett Nixon will go into the locker room with the hill to climb. PAT coming up here for Ethan Collins. Collins had a busy afternoon. He has a little shimmy out there. He kind of wiggles around and lines it up and puts the PAT through. Joseph, another timeout. 59 seconds to go in the opening half. Wesleyan with the momentum, with the lead. It's Wildcats 21, Benedictine 6.
You can't beat Gambino's when it comes to pizza, and you can't beat Gambino's in Benedictine football. Call 913-367-4100 for delivery or carryout, or see them at 610 Commercial Street. Gambino's Pizza in downtown Atchison. You're going to love it.
When the weather takes a turn for the worse, count on CARE Radio and MSC News to keep you informed. Find up-to-the-minute closings, cancellations, and postponements on our free regional website, msconews.net.
When it comes to real estate, sticking a sign in the yard isn't enough anymore.
Did you know when you are ready to sell your home, you have the right to interview real estate agents to make sure you get the right agent for you? So start by calling me, Stacy Appel, with Colonial Realty, 913-426-2209.
Or Greg Appel, 913-426-3419.
Or reach us at the Colonial Realty office, 367-4464.
Well, for Benedictine, if you're looking to again put the best spin you can on it with a minute to go here in the first half, Ravens can get downfield to get some points. They will get the ball to begin the second half and maybe do something about whittling into this Indiana Wesleyan lead. 21-6 right now. Here comes the kickoff. It is away, brought to you by Hundley Liquor. Here again, it goes to Javon. He stops at the 10, dances around. Does not move upfield, spends a lot of time dancing, no time going forward, down at the 9-yard line. Benedictine, last time, field position at the 11, this time a little bit worse. They'll begin to throw in at 9-yard line. And the question for the Ravens right now is struggling a little bit like they are offensively. Do you just like try to take this thing into the locker room and stop right now? Do you try to open up the offense and hope for something good, something big to happen? Well, we'll see what they come up with. For BC, Garrett Kettle in at quarterback with running back Grayson Mills directly behind him. Two to the left side and one to the right for BC at their own 9-yard line. And they're going to just hand off Grayson. Get real conservative. Grayson grabbed at the neck, down after a 4-yard carry. And it'll be a very short gain for the Ravens. Tackling in their defensive end, Ryan Wofford out of Detroit. Wofford is an honorable mention all-conference guy, coming in with 36 tackles on the season. Gain of about 4. And the Ravens just letting this clock rolling along. This will very probably be the final play of the opening half. Benedictine must snap the ball as there are about 4 or 5 seconds between the play clock and the game clock. Grayson on the right side. Benedictine's going to have some conversations, I suspect, in the locker room at halftime about a lot of things. Now Garrett is just going to keep it. He's going to fall forward, and that's going to take us to intermission. Timeout on the field. It's halftime in Indiana. The score as they go to the locker room, it's Benedictine trailing the Wildcats 21-6.
Have you reviewed your life insurance policies recently? It's possible that current market conditions have impacted your plans. Larry Busing and Julie Avey at Mass Mutual Financial Services can help you determine if you're on track with your life insurance needs, whether you're well on the road to retirement or just beginning your journey. Larry and Julie have the skill and the tools at their disposal to assist you with estate planning. Give them a call at 913-367-2354 or see them at 625 Commercial for a free quote. The future won't wait. Why not get started today?
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, Let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Back with you here at Wildcat Stadium on the Indiana Wesleyan University campus in Marion, Indiana. We're at halftime, and it is the Wildcats leading Benedictine as they go to the locker room 21-6. A quick look at the numbers as we got a great interview coming up with Schaefer Schutz here in just a second. But looking at the numbers, compare quarterbacks. Xander Stokes, 14-19, 137 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. Benedictine's Garrett Kettle, 8-13, 123 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. The Ravens' rushers, Rayshon Mills, 3-28, leading the way for Indiana Wesleyan, Dedrian Williams, 10-65. Ravens' leading receiver, Reed Levi, Tanner Zimmerman, each have 2. No one else for Benedictine with more than 1 catch of the ball. Markell Stevens Peppers, 7 receptions for the Wildcats. Marquez Carter with a couple, Levi Tidwell with a couple. Scoring recap very quickly. Marquez Carter got a 3-yard pass from Xander Stokes to start it, caught another one a little bit later, and then it was Stokes to Curry. Those are the 3 touchdowns for Indiana Wesleyan. Benedictine scoring on a Garrett Kettle to Reed Levi, 33-yard pass for the 2-point conversion, failed. We'll be back here in Indiana bringing the second half live, but right now with your intermission score, Indiana Wesleyan 21, Benedictine 6. We're kicking it back to the studio. Joseph, and your halftime.
It's time for your Raven Halftime Show. Benedictine Raven football is brought to you by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
We're joined at halftime today here in Indiana by Schaefer Schutz, former quarterback for the Benedictine Ravens. Schaefer, it's so good of you to take time out, man. How are you doing?
Good, good. Thank you for thinking of me. This is a lot of fun.
You and I were kidding as we were just getting started here. People would look at the program, and around here it was Schaefer Sheets, but even though Coach Wilcox would never get it that way, it's Schaefer Schutz, so we're going to try to do it right. All these years later, we're going to try to get it right, Schaefer.
Love it.
And let's talk a little bit about Benedictine football and when you were playing. And we're going to kind of tie this together because you were quarterbacking the Ravens the last time they made it this far into the postseason, like we're at here today in Indiana. And you played Benedictine 16 through 19. And, man, those were wonderful days, wonderful seasons, and so many great guys. We're going to talk about some of them.
Yeah, awesome. Looking forward to it.
Okay, let's first of all, your predecessor, the guys who you kind of followed, even though you played, 16 to 19, do you remember, like, Jake Kester and, who was it? Was it Kyle Harmick, right? The guys who are there prior to you?
Yes, yep, both of them, yep.
Okay, and did you get to practice and work with them? I mean, were they, like, mentoring you a little bit as you were making that transition from high school ball into college ball?
100%, both of them, and even more specifically, Jake Kester has been, he's actually going to be in my wedding in May and work with him. We both work at the same company, City Rent-A-Truck. He's my roommate for a little bit after college as well. So really close with Jake specifically. And he did a good job of, you see it on TV, and it's not as big of a deal, I think, at the college level as it is, at the level beyond that. But new quarterbacks come in and it's, a lot of guys are a little standoffish, maybe, and that just is not the case at BC. It wasn't for me, and I hope that you know, Garrett would say the same, that it wasn't the case for him either. It's really a kind of a bonding experience with those guys. We go through a lot. And Jake did a great job of helping prepare me and kind of let me know and then let me get a sneak peek into how he prepared each week, things he was looking at. I would definitely say that I had some mentorship from Jake Kester.
And, you know, I think it's got very important, or I would assume it is, and I'll let you, you know, expand on that a little bit, that smooth transition when you go from the guy who'd been there before to the guy who steps in. I mean, for that to go smoothly is imperative for the success of the team, because even though the quarterback may change, there are a lot of other guys on the team who are going across that line.
Yeah, 100%. And listen, you know, I talked to Garrett about this actually not too long ago. It's Benedictine College is a little bit different in the sense that it's a kind of a legacy that you're playing for. You're playing for the guys before you, and you're also playing for the guys after you. And that was a big deal for me when I played. I know it was for Jake as well, that we want to pass the baton off to somebody that cares, somebody that wants to win, and somebody that's going to, you know, uphold the reputation and the legacy that the Benedictine College has built and Coach Wilcox has built for that football program. So it is a big deal. It is incredibly important. And I think the last few transitions have gone pretty smoothly.
Schaefer, when you were at Benedictine, the team was kind of making another transition, kind of from a previous style of football to a more open, you know, there were more receivers, and, you know, certainly your numbers reflect that. I mean, you're number three in career passing yards. I mean, you have the best throwing percentage of, like, pretty much anybody, 60% completions, almost 7,000 yards of passing. I mean, It was and still is a time when, you know, it's less 3 yards in a cloud of dust like it was when I was coming up, and more open that thing up and let it go.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that had to do with the fact that, you know, I don't think it was as much me as it was we just had some stud athletes. And it got to a point where it's how do you get those guys the ball? Aaron Jackson being one, and I'm sure that's a name you were going to bring up a little bit later, but, you know, that's somebody that needs the ball in his hands as often as possible. Logan Harris, Alex Blake. I mean, we had a crew that all really, really good athletes. Trey Adger, that I know just got done playing, but played when I played as well. That was a way to get them the ball is just throwing it. And then obviously, you know, the run game supported it, and we had a fantastic running game as well. But, I think a lot of that had to do with the fact that we were just trying to get creative and get the ball in the athlete's hands.
And I am a huge advocate, and we might talk a little bit about this, the desire, the need for a team to be successful. You've got to have some kind of a balance, because if you're just throwing to an Aaron Jackson or an Alex Blake, or even in your first years, a Christian Hack and Jameel Kirkland and some of those names that, you know, that we don't think about maybe as much as we should anymore, but mm-hmm. without a Marquise and a Charlie Neihardt and a Tyler Hennis and, you know, some of those guys, that passing game is not what it can be.
100%. And at the game this past weekend, I was talking to Tom Metzger about this a little bit, where it's just fun, where it's you come up to the line, and if the defense wants to load the box, that's fine. We'll throw the ball. If you want to spread it out, stop the pass, that's fine. We'll run the ball. And it's a really fun place to be when you do feel like you have that balance and kind of that firepower to be able to just pick and choose and still be successful. And that was definitely, you know, a few years where we had the ability to run the ball successfully and we had the ability to throw the ball successfully.
We're visited with Schaefer Schutz, former Benedictine quarterback. And Schaefer, you talk about, you know, that mix and that blend, but a lot of it comes from the quarterback and the reads. And maybe people should appreciate the time that you, the time that Garrett, whoever's quarterback in the team, puts in preparing for a game, looking at those defenses, analyzing them. And it's not like you got time to sit down and, you know, and pull out your calculator and punch up some numbers. You got to glance up there. You got to make an immediate read on maybe even one guy, where he's at, where he moved to, and then decide what that play is going to be like.
Absolutely. And it's definitely the college athletes in general, and specifically the football players at Benedictine College, take it seriously. It's just as much of an academic type situation as it is athletic. I think a lot of people don't realize that. We spend just as much time, if not more, in a classroom as we do on the field practicing. And a lot of that's a testament to the coaching staff, making sure that we're in there. And a lot of it is to the players, too. A lot of guys take on, you know, some extra film work, extra classroom work, when they have time, And I think it shows on the field.
Now that this team has moved into the territory that your team in 2018 has moved into, getting, you know, through that first round game, let's talk about that. That is, for me, the tough one because, you know, you just got to get in. Once you get in, things can happen, but that first game is so crucial, and that first game is so hard to win, and you know what that's like.
It really is. I don't know why. You'd think, you know, the further you get through the playoffs, maybe a little more anxiety or a little more weight kind of follows with that. But it definitely for me in that entire, you know, playoff run, that first game was the most nerve wracking. And I don't know why that is. But you just really want to win that first one. You want to keep pushing. You want to win it for your teammates and obviously for the fan base and the community. And once you get through that first one, I don't want to say it gets easier, but at least for me, the nerves fell back a little bit.
So tell me a little bit about what's in these guys' heads right now. Here they are. They're moving into, you know, quarterfinal rounds. There are only 8 teams left, 4 games going on still in the nation, in the NAIA. You know, what are they feeling like? You know, what's the prep like? How are you going about it in your head?
Yeah, these guys have a great mindset. I've been fortunate enough to talk to a few of them, and Garrett being one of them. They are very much so adopting the mentality 1-0. Just who do we got this week? What do we need to do to execute this week's game plan? What do we need to do to win? And let's do it. And I feel like the 2018 team did the same. I would be lying to you if I said that you don't see some other things and you're not paying attention to some other games. But the more you can pull yourself back on track, focus on the immediate job at hand and just completing that, doing the best of your ability to win each week. I think it was successful in 2018, and I think it's been successful for these guys as well.
Schaefer, are you a 1-11 guy? You know, each guy does his one of the 11th parts of every down and every play?
Absolutely. And I, you know, anybody that's not, and you, believe it or not, there are guys that will make kind of some weird comments about that. I'm not super mathematically inclined, but in my brain, that really makes a lot of sense. Where it's if you have 11 guys all doing their specific job each and every play, and they win their job, you win more plays than the other team. Typically, the scoreboard reflects it. You get to move on to the next week.
Now, you had the great fortune in the postseason of having a run of home games. You know, your first several home games turned out to be at home because, you know, kind of the dominoes fell that way and gave you an opportunity to be there. Then, of course, you had the road game, and it was a game that I think there was many or more Raven fans in Salina at Kansas Wesleyan that day than there were Coyote fans. But, you know, talk a little bit about the difference between that home playoff game and what it takes to prep yourself and climb on that bus and trek off cross country for a road game in the postseason.
Yeah. And it's, at times it'll feel a little bit different in the postseason just because sometimes those trips are a little bit longer, which that 2018 year, Salina wasn't too bad. The year before that St. Francis playoff game was a little bit of a trek. And, not that it wears on you. These guys are used to traveling. They're professionals. They know it's a business trip that they're going on. But at the same time, it's nice playing at home. It's nice to have the field in your backyard. It's nice to have a home field, crowd there. And it's, you know, at the end of the day, wherever you play, you just got to win the game. But it is definitely nice to have the convenience of just walking, you know, in your backyard to the facility and getting ready and playing a game.
Schaefer Schutz is with us, and Schaefer, you just brought back one of my recurring nightmares as I wake up in the middle of the night, cold sweats, and I'm seeing myself in Fort Wayne. That may have been one of the most brutal, terrible ordeals ever. But, you know, when it came to a football game, particularly a postseason game, there were so many things that went into that awful evening, and yet the Ravens were just inches away from a win there.
Yeah, and it definitely hurt to lose that one. I felt terrible for the guys that graduated that year. For the guys that returned, I don't think you could create a better learning experience. You mentioned the climate there. Definitely the worst that I've ever played in. And it was, I remember, now that we're talking about it, I remember it was a game that was supposed to take place in the afternoon. And so we got there, we were warming up, pouring down rain, lightning hit. We had to go back inside, undress, and then they rescheduled it for a 6:30, 7:30 game. And when we came back at 6:30, 7:30, all the gear just soaked that you're changing back into, cold, wet, and went back out. It didn't really matter when you got back out there. It was cold and wet anyway, but definitely a rough game. Obviously wanted to win it, but what a great way to transition into the next year.
And, yeah, I will never forget. It was like playing on an ocean of water. I mean, there was water standing everywhere. It was coming down just in – it was just deluge. I was looking for the Ark to come sailing by. I mean, it was just horrific. And yet you guys were able somehow to get beyond that and pull it together and play a great game against a team that goes to the national championship game.
Coach Wilcox always said it was kind of his mantra, and then the team adopted it naturally. Come from the head coach, he no matter what the weather was, he always would. I can hear him still in the back of my head. Advantage Benedictine. Doesn't matter what it is, whether it's raining, whether it's cold, whether it's windy, whatever it is, the same guys that you're playing against have to deal with it, and we're going to handle it better than them. And I think we did that in a lot of situations.
Did that game make you better? And was that game a part of the 2018 season ultimately?
I would say so. It was obviously a heartbreak loss, but I think it was validation that we needed. Francis went on to win the national championship. We were their closest game for the full year. And I think that 2017 year was the first time, at least for the group of guys that were there, I think, to have the realization that, hey, we're a good ball club here. We can win. We can compete with the best. We know we're good enough. We deserve it. We belong to be here. It's a game we should have won. And I think when you make that realization, you prepare differently for the upcoming season. You expect different things each week from yourself and from your teammates. And I think it definitely transferred over into 2018.
And, of course, here we are today in Marion, Indiana. And, you know, it is like a stone's throw from Fort Wayne. I mean, we took the same route, only just stopped like 20 miles short of where we were last time. And you kind of look back and you go, wow, you know, it's kind of eerie in a way that you're back here. And yet, you know, here's a chance for these guys to play another Indiana team and, you know, show them what this Heart of America Athletic Conference football is like.
No, it's awesome. And I have no doubt these guys are, you know, it's halftime right now. We're doing this interview a few days prior, but I have no doubt these guys are already taking it to them and are going to have a strong second half. And I think BC will be represented in the state of Indiana a little bit better this go around.
Let's talk about your championship game. We went down to Daytona after the, you know, and at the end of that 2018 season. How fantastic was it to have made it to the national championship game and then to look out at that group of fans and see so many Raven fans in that place? It just doesn't seem to matter where Benedictine plays. You look in the stands, fans everywhere.
That's what makes it so special. And that's what makes it's so much fun. And that what you just said is kind of a testament to the point I brought up earlier about Benedictine College football is a legacy. It's not you don't play here, leave and have no vested interest in what's going on. It's former players, former students, people that didn't even go to Benedictine College, whether they lived in town or whether they lived in the area or knew somebody that went to school there. There are a lot of diehard Benedictine College fans out there. And it's tough to explain to other people that haven't, you know, been a part of this community, but it's a ton of fun, makes the playing experience specifically exponentially better. And it's energizing when you look into the stands and see all the people that are there for you, for the college, for the program, and want to see it do well.
Schaefer, what was it that drew you to Benedictine? Why did you, out of all the schools, and I'm sure you had many opportunities to play in a lot of places, why Benedictine? What was it?
You know, a lot of it had to do with the people. Coach Wilcox being one. I've talked about him in the past. He's just kind of it's hard to put your thumb on it, but there's just you want to be a part of something with that guy. I remember him coming and talking to me. I went to school in Kansas City at Park Hill South, and he came and talked to me and Tanner McLaren, my roommate throughout college and my high school teammate. And I remember when he left, I was like, man, I want to be on that guy's team. I want to be a part of whatever that guy is striving for, whatever he's trying to achieve. And Coach Wilcox was a big part, and the rest of the coaching staff obviously had a great relationship with Coach Johnson early on. He took me under his wing and really focused on my development, not only as a player, but as a human being. And also, when I was on campus, I don't think I held the door for myself the entire time I was on campus. It just was kind of a, it was almost weird. People were a little too happy, in my opinion. And I come to find out later on that it's just, that's just the place that it is. It's just a jovial, joyous campus. And I'm sure that it still is. And it's a place that'll pull you in.
Okay. One last question. From a guy who has been there, as this Benedictine team gets ready to go for the second half, win this game here today, what kind of advice, what if Schaefer Schutz is brought in to talk to the guys before next week, what is it that you're going to tell them? What do you say?
That's a great question. Probably a couple different things. The first one, at the end of the day, I know I've talked about the legacy and the, you know, all the people you're playing for and the things you're doing. It's a game, right? It's, you're there because you love playing the game. You're fortunate enough to be able to play a game as a 22-year-old or 21-year-old. And realize that at the end of the day, that it's, there's a lot of pressure that you're going to feel and some tense moments, and you want to come through in a tight spot for your teammates and for the fans and for the coaching staff. But at the end of the day, we're playing a game.
Thanks for listening to the Raven Halftime Show, brought to you by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. We now rejoin Tom and Gus live at the stadium for second half action.
Welcome back to Wildcat Stadium here in Marion, Indiana. Benedictine having taken the opening kickoff to begin the second half, and Jay Sean, again, a very, very short return. Ravens going to have it at their own 9-yard line. That kickoff, of course, when you hear kickoff, you got to think about kicking off that party. Stopping at Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly and hometown helpful. Hundley Liquor. Here's Benedictine, first and 10. Initial possession of the second half, starting at their own 9-yard line. They trail of the game 21-6. Here's a handoff for the left side and trying to get over to the edge for Benedictine, but running out of territory. Over there, it's going to be Dalton Witherspoon. He'll pick up a couple of yards or so, and it'll be for the Ravens a second down call. Benedictine. Got a little bit of an uphill battle to climb, but certainly it's the kind of a thing that they can do. The Ravens have so much skill, so much ability, so much great speed. They can strike from pretty much anywhere on the field. They're going to go trips four. Now they're going to send it back to trips to the near side and run Gathright over wide to the left side. You've got Levi, who already has a touchdown catch today, to the right side. Handoff is going to go straight up the middle of the spoon to the 15, to the 20, up to the 24-yard line, getting 11 straight ahead. And the sophomore from Windsor, Missouri, picks up a first and 10 for Benedictine. Dalton Witherspoon is going to advance the chains. You know, the Ravens, they've gotten yardage through the course of the day. They're not trailing in the yardage game by very far, but they trail in the game 21-6, and turnovers have been just the problem for BC. First and 10 at their own 25-yard line. Garrett Kettle looks over to the far sideline, gets the call, and he's going to keep it himself. Boots to the right side, cuts up the field, 20 or up to 30 and maybe 31-yard line. So he'll get about a half a dozen on a first-yard carry or first-down carry over to the right side. It is a second down four for Benedictine at their own 31. Way over here on the near side, you've got Austin Buteau, the junior from Tomball, Texas, and he has been doing a great job with the downfield blocking. He's really been engaged with some of those guys in the defensive secondary. Kind of fun watching him tangle with them. Now they're going to bring Rayshon back into the backfield on a second down four call. Benedictine, three to the left side. QB is back to throw. Now steps up. Garrett bouncing outside looking for some room. Gets to the 30. Head down and gets right up at the first down marker. Garrett Kendall electing to scramble with the football, does, and picks up a first and 10. Into the ball game for Indiana Wesleyan as they're going to take out big Gardy Paul. And Owen Perkins are going to come back in with their backup defensive tackles, Vince Verdesi and Spencer Hathaway. Vince, 5'11 and 292. Spencer is 6'280. First and 10, Ravens at their own 35-yard line. They've taken the opening kickoff and now moving it downfield. Handoff is going to go to Witherspoon. He's good for two. Trying to hit the eight-gap right side and then slant outside, but the defense is right there doing a good job of stuffing that up and plugging that up, and that is going to be not Dalton. That was going to be Rayshon picking up those two tough yards, and Dalton is going to check back in. Now, Dalton is going to come out, and Benedictine is going to add a receiver and bring Tanner Zimmerman in. So over the Ravens, you've got both Harry O'Neill and Tanner Zimmerman in. The two big guys are going to be on the left side with Buteau. Over to the right side for Benedictine, you've got the speed guys with Jayshon Todd and Jake Gathright. Second down, 8, Benedictine from their own 37. 12 minutes to go in the third quarter. Ravens down 21-6. Kettle in trouble, looks over to the far side. Ravens are going to burn a timeout. He does not like what he sees and had what he has, and we're taking a timeout. Timeout sponsored by Atchison Dental, where they can create precise custom crowns, inlays, and onlays. Give them a call for your dental needs. It is Atchison Dental. 11:48 to go. We're in the third quarter. Wildcats 21, Benedictine 6.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
As we come back, Benedictine comes out of the timeout and the handoff. Kettle will put in the hands of Jayshon Todd, who tries the left side, and man, he just finds pretty near nothing there. Gets a couple of more yards, and Jayshon has been really frustrated through the course of the afternoon. Benedictine looking for him to have a breakout. That is going to be his second carry. He's got like 5 yards today carrying the football. And one catch for 9 yards. So he's under 15 yards of total offense today. Ravens need him. Third down, 5. Benedictine at their own 40-yard line. Kettle is back. Goes left side. It's tipped and incomplete. And Kettle ends up on the ground. And it will bring up fourth down. And so Benedictine, who took the ball to begin the second half, starts to put together a drive. But after a couple of first downs, it's going to run out. And BC will be forced to punt the football away. 10:55 to go in the third quarter. And back in for the Ravens will come Cullen Bruner. 21-6. Indiana Wesleyan leading here on their home field this afternoon. Cullen will stand in at his own 26-yard line. And the return man for Indiana Wesleyan is going to be Justin Johnson back at his own 25. There's the kick away into the wind. Johnson will wait, make the catch at the 22, sidesteps at the 25, gets to the edge, and pushed out of bounds near the 30-yard line into the Benedictine sideline across the way. First and 10, Indiana Wesleyan. They'll begin this possession at their own, let's call it around the 30-yard line. 10:44 to go. Let me take this opportunity to remind you that L&L Construction, whatever it is you're needing, they can do it. If you want to build your dream home, add on, renovate what you've got right now, they can do all of that stuff. Give them a call. L&L Construction, 367-3161. The guys in the red trucks. It is first and 10 for Indiana Wesleyan. And quarterback Xander Stokes, he's having a big day today. 3 touchdown passes so far this afternoon. And we'll hand off to his running back, and he's got room. 35-40. Luckily for Benedictine, it's going to come back with a hold deep in the backfield. A run of 15 has been wasted, and we have not seen much penalty yardage so far this afternoon. Penalties have been a rarity today. Penalized none, and Indiana Wesleyan penalized 1 time for 5 yards in the first half. That'll be their second penalty of the day. And again, the Ravens, no penalties this afternoon. Now, BC over the course of the season has had some penalties. I mean, let's be very candid. We understand that. So that would tell me that this crew is, you know, while the teams are certainly playing well, this crew's probably also letting them play a little bit today. It's quarterfinals, you know. 10:25 to go. Quarterback rolling back. Stokes is looking, throws a pass, and it is going to be off the fingertips of his intended receiver, Markell Stevens-Peppers, who once again was very open over in the left flat. Through the course of the afternoon, we've seen Indiana Wesleyan, and they have looked out there and they have decided that we're going to throw a lot toward Joel. And he has been a guy that they've worked on quite a lot this afternoon. This time here, wide to the near side, they are going to have Xavier Gordon, a 6'1" wide receiver over here, working against Joel. QB will hand off, and here's a sprint to the outside edge, stepping inside, and that was a really, really, really good tackle in there by Joel Mavis. Mavis stepped up and defended the run that time as the handoff was made, and the sweep was coming around to the left side toward his side, the right defensive side. And he saw what was coming and ran into the backfield, made a very, very nice tackle, leaving Indiana Wesleyan looking at, now, gosh, third down at about 18. We're inside 10 minutes to go in the third quarter. No one has put anything on the board yet in the second half. It remains at 21-6. Indiana Wesleyan lead. But now from their own 22-yard line, they're looking at third down 18. Quarterback Xander Stokes with five men in the pattern is back to throw. The pressure is on. He's going to step up. He's going to dance. He's going to elude defenders. He's going to run to the right side, outrunning the linebackers back there. Gets the pass away. It's caught up at the 40-yard line, and he probably got the first down. That was a spectacular play. Benedictine chased him, and Xander Stokes was moving and bobbing and weaving and sidestepping, and no one could lay a mitt on him. He gets a pass away, and the third and 18 becomes a first and 10 Indiana Wesleyan. With 9:20 to go in the third quarter, the Ravens had him where they wanted him, and they let him get away. First down at the 41, 42-yard line, their own, for the Wildcats. Quarterback Xander Stokes will bring a receiver in toward the middle, hand off in a little misdirection. Again, they've got running room into the center, and then it closes up quickly. A nice Zach Gill tackle on an individual play after a couple of yard, maybe a 3-yard gain to the 45-yard line. Clock, it's going to be a problem because Benedictine trailing 21-6. Okay, they are going to have, three more possessions this afternoon, okay? Maybe a fourth, depending on how they're able to generate that. Probably more like three possessions. And first of all, they're going to have to get Indiana Wesleyan off the football. 8:20 to play in the third quarter. Wesleyan running this play clock down to five. The pass over the middle, wide open again, as he's been all afternoon. It's going to be Markell Stevens-Peppers. He's got another first and 10 for Indiana Wesleyan. And Peppers has just been wide, wide open through the course of the afternoon. And looking down here to see if I can spot how many catches that is for him, Peppers. That is his eighth catch today. First and 10, Wildcats. Markell Stevens-Peppers out of Dayton, Ohio. Eight catches so far this afternoon. Benedictine's leading receiver has two. First and 10. They'll wrap around handoff again. They run this play about at 12 or 14 times, and this time the defense has gotten it pretty well diagnosed, picking up a couple of yards inside the 45 down to the 44-yard line, second down 8. But for the purposes of Indiana Wesleyan, they're good with this. They'll pick up a couple of yards, run a half a minute off, pick up a couple of more yards, run a half a minute off. Third down, you got third down at 6, you throw a 7-yard pass, you move to 6, and that has been their formula today. Huge third down successes for Indiana Wesleyan over the course of the afternoon. They are, 3 of 8 on third down efficiency, 2 of 2 on fourth down so far today for the Wildcats. Quarterback with a bit of a deep drop, pass over the middle, caught, 40, breaks a tackle, 35, cuts to the middle to the 30, finally drugged down by Spangler from behind, but not before he had run over a couple of would-be tacklers, and Xavier Gordon, who caught a touchdown a minute ago, pushes the ball into Raven territory. First and 10, Indiana Wesleyan at the Benedictine 30. No, the Benedictine 28. IWU, not anything fancy. They are just a move it, bump it, grind downfield, get a few yards, keep the drive alive, take the time off the clock. We're at 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine has had one second half touch. Here's a handoff to the running back who just covers up and falls down. You would suspect he may have lost his footing. Walking around on the turf out here before the game. Real shiny, looks like it's slick. Players tell me it's not as bad as it looks, but seemed like it was not great footing out there to me on the course of the afternoon. Indiana Wesleyan, they probably are thinking to themselves, okay, here's the deal. We've given up 6 points so far today. We got 21. We don't even have to score today. What we have to do is take the time away. If they score, for them it's a bonus. I don't even think that they're really worried about adding more points. They believe their 21 can hold up. Here's a handoff to the running back, hit in the backfield, it breaks away to the 30, gets across the line of scrimmage, takes it down to the 26-yard line. It'll be the gain of another couple of yards and leave IWU with another third down call. And remember, they've been pretty good on third down, and they have been perfect on fourth down this afternoon and have not been bashful, have not been hesitant about going for it on fourth down today. Ravens are going to take Zach Gill out of the game, and checking in for Benedictine is going to be Yanika. And now we've got a penalty marker on the ground at the line of scrimmage on the far side. And it's a Benedictine sideline warning. So the officials are going to tell the Ravens coaching staff and players, got to step back just a little bit farther. 5:15 to play in the third quarter. This game moving along at a rapid pace. If you looked at the season, IWU games have been very short. This is what they do all year. They run time. And now, is there movement, or did the Ravens jump offside? Benedict is pointing at the offensive lineman. We'll see what the official is going to say. BC's left DN, and it's going to be offside against Benedict. So that Raven offside is going to change a third and eight to a third and three. And that suits Wesleyan just fine. 5:07 to play in the third quarter. Game beginning to get away, moving fast. Beautiful sunny skies. Shadows have not quite yet reached the stadium. They have from the light standards, but not from the stands. Third down, three, calls the Benedictine 22, well within field goal range. QB is back, sets, plants, shoots, gets it, caught for the first down. Needed three, got four, took it to the 17-yard line, advance the chains, and Indiana Wesleyan will continue to melt time off the clock with 4:44 to play. Now Benedictine, Mavis is going to come hobbling off the field over to the far side. And they will attend to him. It is first and 10, Indiana Wesleyan. 4 of 9, 44% on third downs today. And it's a first down call. Sander Stokes, the quarterback, takes his time, makes the pitch, running back goes straight ahead, gets to the 15, drives down to the 13-yard line. 4 yards on the first down carry by Da'Darian Williams. Now Williams comes out, and the freshman running back Daniel Weems comes in. Weems has played well, scored a lot for this team. 104 carries for 392 yards coming into the game today. 5 touchdowns already for the freshman out of Greenwood, Indiana. He's going to be your running back in the backfield for Indiana Wesleyan with 3:48 and counting to play in the third quarter. Ravens trailing at the ballgame 21-6. Stokes with his running back on his right side, and again, that's going to be Weems. Long count. Quarterback takes the ball, helmet high, looks right. Now rolling right. He wants to throw it to Weems. Now he's being chased, escapes the defender, gets to the 15, gets to the 10, runs out of bounds. That is another first down for IWU. Wesleyan marching it downfield. I thought it was a first down. We'll see. Maybe they mark him out short. They will. They've got to be out of the 9-yard line. So third down and a yard. 3:20, 3:19, 3:18, clock going along. And again, Wesleyan very slow, very patient, very methodical. Levi Tidwell is going to check into the game now. He'll come in from the near sideline. Tidwell with one catch last week for 25 yards. He comes in here on a third and two at the 10. Motion left. Handoff is going to go to the sweep man. He will cut into the middle. He's going to be stood up, and there is a big play for Benedictine in the middle, and I see Blue Kaplinger coming up off the bottom of that one. Kaplinger in there with Gavin Spangler, and the Benedictine defense is going to force Indiana Wesleyan into a field goal effort of 30 yards. Now, remember, Ethan Collins is not a good field goal kicker. He's 12 of 21 coming into the game today. He's long as for 44. However, he's had no field goal or punt block this year. This is only a 29-yard effort from the left side. So, chip shot range for Ethan Collins. He does his shake. He does his shimmy. He shakes his arms. He wiggles around. The ball is down. The kick is up. And it is good. Timeout. 2:11 to go in the third quarter. Indiana Wesleyan stretches its lead. Wildcats 24, Ravens 6.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hey, welcome you back, and it's Indiana Wesleyan getting set to kick it away. Earlier in the game, they were kicking it away from Jayshon Todd, but his last three returns have netted about 4 yards, so they may be kicking back toward him again, went to the back of kicker Ethan Collins, and there's the boot. It is going to be to Jayshon, who this time just says, that's good. We'll let it go out the back of the end zone, and the Ravens will have their very best field position to begin one of these series, first and 10, at his own 20-yard line. Late in the third quarter, 2:11 to go in the third. Ravens trailing at 24-6. And I'll tell you what, we want to thank our sponsors for the Caval game today, including Hamada Wealth Management, L&L Construction, for the great people making this postseason coverage possible here on CARE Radio. Ravens in the traveling white uniforms and Indiana Wesleyan in the black uniforms. Ravens coming up over the ball, and for BC, they're going to make a comeback effort. Probably need to start with this possession late in the third quarter, down trailing it 24-16. They're down three scores. They've only had one today. Here's a handoff straight to the middle of the 35 to the 40. Look out, 45, 50. Look out, 40, 35, 30. Look out to the 25-yard line. What a run! And that was Rayshon Mills. Rayshon, 30, 40, 55, 56 yards on the carry. What a job of the Benedictine senior out of Gilroy. 2 minutes to play. Rayshon's going to run over to get a little breather on the sideline. And the Raven offense coming up over the football. Gathright is going to go wide to the left side. Bouton is going to come wide to the right side. They're going to fill the slot to the left side with Reed Levi. Single man to the backfield, Witherspoon. He's going to be on the left hand. Quarterback Garrett Kettle. Tied in on the right side for BC. That's going to be Zimmerman. They'll bring Reed back over to the right, sending him up as a wing. 5-4 on the play clock. Play action pass over the middle. There he is! Touchdown, Ravens! That was a two-play, 80-yard drive, culminated by a Kettle to Zimmerman score. And this is the Raven offense we've been spoiled with seeing all season long. A minute 31 to go in the third quarter, and the Ravens on the board. And for Benedictine. Will they go for two or for one? Really, there's no reason to go for two right here. They're going to look for the PAT. And in the kick is Harry Balke. It'll be Kettle to hold. Hands outstretched. It is down, it is up, and it is good. We got a timeout, and the Ravens battling back with a minute 31 to go in the third quarter. It's Indiana Wesleyan 24, Benedictine 13.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight,
Whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
The Benedictine kick is away, and it'll be taken by an up man at the 20-yard line and goes down the right side up to around the 25, where kick coverage downfield for Benedictine by Fabian Njika makes the stop. First and 10, Indiana Wesleyan. Benedictine has just thrown some alarms up for the Wildcats to show them how quickly they can score after spending almost three quarters struggling to get a single score and turning the ball over multiple times. The Ravens struck that time on two plays, 80 yards, and it's now 24-13. Here comes the Indiana Wesleyan offense. Minute 27 to go in the third quarter. QB has players in tight, hands off to the second man, little misdirection. They've run this a bunch, and it runs well again up to the 30, and 9-yard carry into the right side. And that play has worked very well all afternoon for Indiana Wesleyan. A gain of about 9, second down and 1 at their own 34-yard line for Wesleyan. Gill with the tackle for Benedictine. Never had anybody ask about POGs here today, so I'm sure that someone else is going to be able to handle that. I'm really, really fine with that, too. Second down and 1. Quarterback will hand off. See, this is what they're doing. Nothing fancy. And here's a handoff into the middle and right at the first down marker. Needed a yard, got about a yard. They're not doing anything fancy again. They're not doing anything deep. They're not running anything exotic. They're not running anything other than just a couple of yards here, a couple of yards there, and just keep handing it off. Keep running the time. And again, for Indiana Wesleyan, it is no more a chance or a game where you want to score to win. It has become, I think, for them a little bit of a game. Now you've got the lead and you try to hang on to win. Here's going to be the final play of the third quarter coming up right here. Wesleyan with 5 in the pattern. It is first and 10. You don't see him do this much on the first down call. QB is going to be back. 3-step, 4-step drop. Steps up in a pocket. Chased out. Now hit. And he is going to be sacked. How about that stop by Taco Johns? Nacho Navidad season. That's a sack of Nacho's. That's a sack out there for Benedictine. And what a great play for the Ravens as the third quarter comes to an end. We're taking a break, going to the fourth in Marion, Indiana. The season on the line. It is Indiana Wesleyan 24, Benedictine 13.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Glad to be back with you as we go to the fourth quarter here in Indiana, 24-13. Indiana Wesleyan in front. By the way, that sack that was taken by Benedictine or was play that the Ravens made at the end of the third quarter was Joe Glazer, the 6'2 senior from Kansas City Rockhurst. So Joe picking up that tackle for a loss, and here comes the Benedictine defense. They've got Indiana Wesleyan backed up to a second down and 12 at their own 33. Ravens still two scores behind. Receivers two to the right, one to the left. Long, long count. QB will wrap around. They'll run to the left side, cutting into the middle. Look out. There he goes. At the 40, at the 45. Ravens making a nice tackle, but again, giving too much yardage on that play. And for Benedictine, the play made by Javi Bloomquist, but they will advance the chains. And Indiana Wesleyan will advance the sticks and continue to hold the ball. Yeah, I don't know how to find third quarter possession minutes, so I don't know how that goes. In the third quarter, Benedictine, a punt and a touchdown on the two-play drive. There was a field goal on the only possession by Indiana Wesleyan in the third quarter. That is how few possessions this game has left. First down, wraparound handoff, sweep into the outside, finding some room, cutting back to the middle of 50, against the grain to the 45, up the field to the 40. Ravens failing to tackle. It's going to go all the way down to the 36-yard line, and that was just a matter of the running back stopping, finding daylight. He just bounced and picked his way through the defense. And now, Deidrian Williams comes dancing off the field, shaking the shoulders, throwing the arms around, playing to the crowd as his team is in front 24-13 with 14 minutes to go. Ravens defense looking over to the far sideline, and Indiana Wesleyan to Coach Langs. They're playing it smart. They're running that play clock down. They don't want to give Benedictine any opportunities. They saw how quickly they can score, but you run that clock down. Single digits, and now it's at five. They still haven't snapped the ball. Motion will come to the right. Quarterback will hand off on a misdirection to the left. Bouncing, breaking a tackle, getting into the second layer of the defense, and finally being wrapped up and brought to the ground. But again, big yardage, or not big yardage, good yardage, being picked up into the middle. And a gain of about five on that first down carry. And again, you take off another 40 seconds. You approach another first down, and Indiana Wesleyan is just eating the clock up. Again, we said this back in the third quarter. They don't feel like they need to score. They're not looking to score. They're looking to take time away. Wide to the left side is going to go Indiana Wesleyan's Stevens Peppers. He has been the driving force in his offense today. He's made all the big catches and two touchdown scores so far this afternoon. QB will pitch back to his running back, who gets in the middle of the line, and a nice job for the BC defensive interior to wrap that up. And there again, it's Isaac Anderson. How many times have we seen Isaac Anderson and Heath Baker come off the stack in those circumstances? Tremendous job. Those guys have done all year. And now for the Raven defense, here's a big one. If you're going to give your offense a chance to score, you're going to have to stop them here. On a third down and six call at the Benedictine 32. Wesleyan with the football in Raven territory. Maybe within field goal range. Maybe not. Big question. Quarterback is back. Looking left. Chased out of the pocket. Hit. Throws it away. And it's incomplete. What a great job by the Raven defensive pursuit. And in the middle, again, it's Joe Glazer. Joe Glazer had quarterback Xander Stokes by one arm. And Stokes is able to throw the ball away. It is now fourth down. And on comes, is that going to be the kicker? No. They're going to leave the offense in there. Now, they're two for two on fourth down this afternoon. They do not believe they can kick into the wind at this distance. So on a fourth down, six call. Big, big call here this afternoon for IWU at the Benedictine 32-yard line. 12 minutes to go. There's a penalty marker that sails, and we've got a delay a game. Play act, or the play clock is at zero. Oh, see, I thought there was a delay, but they're going to call a false start on the offense, and that will push them back even farther. And now, will they elect to punt the football? Their head coach is way out on the field. He's, like, talking to the kids and says, okay, guys, we've got to boot this thing away. Into the game is going to come punter Ethan Collins. The line of scrimmage is going to go back to the 37. Punter is going to be standing at the 47. and the Raven return man. It's going to be Jay Sean. He's going to back up all the way back to the five-yard line. Snap is a little low, but he's going to get it away. It is high. It is spinning. It's a great kick. Jay Sean fair catches it at the 8. So for Benedictman, it'll be 1st and 10 with a lot of green in front of him. However, the Raven offense will come out of the field with 12:01 to play, trailing in this game 24-13. See what BC's got up its sleeve. It's last possession, 80 yards in 2 plays. Now, that's a bit of a hard standard to try to match. You don't want to expect that, but we'll see just how they come out playing here. One man in the backfield, and it looks like they're going to have Ray Sean back there. Play action. Garrett back at the goal line. Throws one right side. Has a man open at the 20, but with penalty markers hitting the field, this play is liable to be coming back. We'll see what those markers are all about. Back at the 10-yard line, you would anticipate a hold. The completion was made. The ball was taken out across the 20. And let's see what this marker's about. If it's going to be out of bounds around the 25-yard line. Let's see what happens here. So there you have it. Benedictine is going to be called for having an ineligible receiver downfield. And that's going to take away a nice catch in advance of the ball on a pass from Kettle to Jacob Gathright. And so Benedictine, who had it at the 8, now has it around the 4. And it's going to bring up a 1st down and 14 from their own 4-yard line at 11:50 to go. Bouton is going to come very, very wide to the right side. He's got single coverage over the top. The Ravens are going to have a couple of slot guys now overload the right side of the field. The pass will go there at the goal line up to the 5 and across the 10 and to the 11-yard line. It's going to be a gain of, well, probably 7 yards for Rayshon Mills. And for Benedictine, that is well and good. That's the kind of length that will keep the drive going, but not sure that's the kind of length that allows you to score 2 touchdowns with 11:20 to go. And you're deep in your own end inside the 15-yard line. You got a long way to go on this possession. Then you got to get it back and do it again. It's going to bring up a 2nd down, 8 for BC. Trips wide side. And this time the handoff is going to go to Rayshon. He'll hurdle at the line of scrimmage, pick up yardage across the 15. And again, leaving them with a 3rd down and 3. This is a great tack if you've got the time and if you don't have a lot of ground to make up. But the Ravens have no time, and they do have an 11-point deficit to hurdle. 24-13. Indiana Wesleyan in front. Benedictine to the traveling whites going from right to left here in the 4th quarter. They got a 3rd down, and you can hear the IWU fans in the background making a lot of racket. BC at its own 16. There's the pitch. Running back. Cuts into the middle. Crosses the 20. Picking up a big 1st down. What a nice run again by Rayshon Mills. Rayshon, as the 2nd half has developed, has really begun to have a very nice game. Rayshon, he's pushing with that one big run earlier. Rayshon is pushing 100 yards of rushing here this afternoon. 1st and 10, Benedictine at their own 22-yard line. Rayshon, 7 carries, 92 yards now today. Twins to the left side and 1 to the right. Back to throw Kettle. Looking, throws it over into the right flat. It's going to be Gathright at the 25. Grabbing the face mask. No whistle. Comes up to the 30. And he's going to be stopped there. Picking up about 8 on the 1st down catch. 9:50 to go in the game. Now, the Ravens don't have to just be racing up over the football. But what they you've got to be prompt. They got to be moving briskly out of the field right now. Trailing at 24-13 with 9:35 to go. This time they're going to bring Reed Levi to a wing to the left side. Motion will come over to the right for BC. That's going to be Perrott. QB's back. Fakes that play action handoff. Will keep it himself. Hit from behind and pulled down by the shoulder pads and the collar. They are not going to call a horse collar here. And again, this officiating crew has called no penalties against anyone all day long. So, on the quarterback keeper, by Kettle. It's going to be the loss of about a yard. Let me just try to verify that penalty talk. Three penalties for 20 yards against Indiana Wesleyan, two penalties for 9 yards against Benedictine. They have not called many penalties. Big third down call for the Ravens, third down 4. Kettle is going to keep it again. Bounces outside to the 30. Cuts it upfield. He'll get the first down across the 35 up to the 37-yard line. Garrett Kettle gets about a half a dozen, maybe seven. And the Ravens are going to advance to 6 again with an 8:38 to go. Wesleyan is probably okay with that. Ravens are running the ball. Have not thrown the ball on this series coming up the field. Keeping everything between the hash marks, eating up a lot of time, moving methodically but slowly up the field, and the clock does not stop. It's at 8:20 to play. First and 10, Benedictine at their own 37. Kettle will be back to throw this time. Steps up, throws right, coming back for the ball and making a catch for a mere 3-yard gain. That was Perrott. No, let me fix that. That was not Perrott. That was Colin Payne. That was Payne with the catch for Benedictine. Inside 8 minutes to go now. And for Benedictine, 3 yards at a clip is just not going to get it done. Not going to get them where they need to go. Let them draw close. Let them feel better. Does not let them come from behind here today. They need more. Back to throw again is Kettle. Pulls it back down. Running. Chased out of the pocket. Running. Rolling. Throwing. Picked up again, Garrett Kettle. His third interception thrown this afternoon. Kettle is picked up at the Wesleyan 40-yard line. And with 7.5 minutes of play in the ball game, leading by 11, the Wildcats are going to put their offense back on the field again. If you're the Benedictine defense, you got to be saying, guys, we've got to do something spectacular. Ravens have, I don't believe, let me see if I can find this. Ravens have not had an interception, have not taken away a ball by interception today. And fumbles, there have been no fumbles at all today by Indiana Wesleyan. They have played clean, clean football. The Ravens have not. 7.5 to go. Hand off to the running back. He's just going to jog into the middle. He'll get a yard or so. That's not enough. It's going to bring up a second down and 9. But again, IWU is in no hurry whatever. They don't care. Center Will Angel was a lead block on that. Will Angel, he's a guy from kind of down neighborhood out of Liberty North High School. 6'1", 264 pounds. Let me actually call that no gain on the play. But it does for Indiana Wesleyan take more time off the clock as we're under 7 minutes to go. It is a second down, 10 of their own 39-yard line. Stokes looks, play clock's at 6, 5, 4, 3, and he will take the ball. Hand off in the backfield, breaking a tackle, breaking another tackle, getting across the 40 to the 42, 43. Ravens putting some pressure onto the backfield, but then the wily little running back is able to slip away where Zach Gill makes a stop. And he'll bring up a third down and 6. And again, play clock with another half a minute. This thing is going to be under 6 minutes to play when the ball gets snapped. Coming out of the shotgun, Xander Stokes with 5 in the pattern. He's done this all afternoon. Usually it's about a 7-yard pass. He'll go up to about the 50-yard line with this one. He needs a 49. And the Ravens are drawn offsides. BC is pointing across the line, but I'm not sure the officials are buying that. They will be. How about that? Oh, is that a vote? Offense and defense? Sweet. How do you spell your name? I'll put you in. 6:12 to go, and that penalty is, in fact, going to go against Indiana Wesleyan. Got to decide on making a vote for the offensive and defensive players of the game. There are a couple of tough decisions to be made here in the next couple of minutes. Third down, 11. Wesleyan, handoff running back, get some room. Oh, that was a great tackle for Benedictine. What a nice job by Javi Bloomquist to get in there and submarine it. And now the play clock will be under 5 minutes when they punt this ball away. And again, for Indiana Wesleyan, they took the ball away. What were they able to do? Take a couple plus minutes off the clock and push Benedictus back further against the wall. For the Ravens, what they need now is the fair catch and, you know, the 1 and 2 and 3 yard returns. Not going to help them. They need some kind of a big return here because, again, they're 2 scores behind with 5 minutes to play. This guy has not had a punt blocked all season long, and Ethan Collins is back and gets this one away. It is high, it is spiraling, it's hanging. It will take a little bit of a Benedictine bounce and go out of bounds into the Ravens sideline at the 37-yard line. So for Benedictine, you're going to be 63 yards away from the end zone. 4:57 to play. And autocorrect is the worst thing that was ever created by man. One of them. One of the worst. Here we go. 24-13. Ravens have the football, and they're down 11. Here's a handoff to Witherspoon. He's going to be thrown for a loss. Witherspoon runs into, I'm seeing 5, 6 maybe, black jerseys. That play was perfectly anticipated. The defense had flowed immediately to the point at which the Ravens are going to attack. And it is going to be a loss, second down and 12 for Benedictine. 4.5 minutes to go. Oh, you're right. Hold on. This will take me 1 second. And here's going to be a pass up to the left side. It's incomplete. And hold on here. This won't take much. How about that? All right, third down and 10 for Benedictine, or 12, on an incomplete pass. Third down at about a dozen. 4:29 to go in the game. Benedictine's in four down territory here, by the way, just in case you're curious, at their own 35-yard line. Trailing by 11. Back to throw is Kittle. Steps up, he's back. Garrett Kittle goes down in a heap, and he's going to be jumped on and put away by Isaac Abeo. I'm going to tell you, Isaac is my defensive player of the game. I just sent in my vote for him, and I will absolutely stand behind that. That is his 8th tackle of the day. It's his 2nd tackle for a loss this afternoon. And that sack reminds me that you need to stop by Taco John's after the game for a family pack at a pound. Quick, easy dinner in a sack, Taco John's. Taco John's is bigger, bolder, and better. 4:20 to go in the fourth quarter. And Benedictine utilizing a timeout. And again, 3rd and 4 down territory. Let me kind of count across the way. 10, 15, 21, maybe? Let me say 19. Okay, yeah, I see it. No, 19. 4th and 19 for Benedictine. Ravens have the ball at their own 28-yard line. And again, 4 minutes and 20 seconds left to go in the season for one of these teams in the Ravens who have turned the ball over so many times this afternoon. That's been, among other things, that has been a huge problem for the Ravens here this afternoon. Benedictine has found themselves with 46 plays today. Okay, typically they're in the 70s, you know. 46 plays today, 60 by Indiana Wesleyan. Ravens with 320 yards of offense. That's a lot of offense, but remember, that was buoyed by the 2-play 80-yard drive than we had a little bit ago. BC's 12 of 20 throwing to football with 3 interceptions today. They've also turned it over on a fumble. So against a good a team, it's Indiana Wesleyan, number 5 of the nation, turning it over 4 times in the afternoon. Kiss of death right there. 4:20 to go. Here come the Ravens on a 4th down. Maybe the final play of the year. Quarterback Garrett Kittle steps up in the pocket. Rolling, throwing. And it's going to be caught across the 50. The Ravens pick up the yardage on a catch by Gathright. It is 1st and 10. Benedictine to the Ravens. Keep it alive. 4:13 to go. BC racing up over the football now. You got Reed Levi setting up on the left side. Ravens are going to go trips left. Single man to the backfield. Garrett Kittle hustling him up at the line of scrimmage. 1st and 10 at the 47. Back to throw. Going right. Downfield and overshoots his intended receiver. And Gathright had a defender in front of him. A defender immediately on his side. He was boxed in up against the sideline as they were running down the field. And they did a nice job of absolutely enveloping him and keeping him from having a shot at that ball. 3:57 to play. 24-13. Ravens looking for a little BC magic here in the waning moments of this ball game. Garrett Kendall, he's been so good all year coming into the game today. 10 rushing touchdowns in each of his last 7 games. He's back to throw, steps up in a pocket, steps back, rolling around, running for his life. Now just going to throw that thing away, and we're going to start it over again. Garrett Kendall just ditching the ball. We're down to 3:49 to go. 39 career games for Garrett Kendall. He's had a rushing touchdown in 24 of those 39 games, but not one today. Raven touchdowns today have come on a pass to Zimmerman and on a pass to Reed Levi. Here goes Benedictine on the third down. Back to throw again is Kendall. Fires one, it's batted away and incomplete. Garrett Kendall's pass is slapped to the ground. And again, the Ravens are going to be looking at a fourth down call with 3:45 to play on the scoreboard clock. Indiana Wesley making all kinds of changes. They're taking out big guys on the front. They're pretty much, with the exception of leaving defensive end Ryan Wofford out there, the 6'7" D-end, a kid who's got no business playing at this level. This kid is good, good, good. He can be playing at a lot of places. He stays out there. Everybody else has changed. They're going to go for some coverage downfield on this fourth down. Calling for Benedictine, fourth down, 10. Motion will come to the middle of the field, and what do we got? Oh, we got a defensive timeout. We're taking a break with Wesley, and 3:45 to go in the game. It is Wildcats 24, Ravens 13.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take 5, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Coming out of the timeout, here comes Benedictine. Raven offense kind of squeezed Indiana Wesleyan into taking a timeout. So here comes your fourth down 10 call for the Ravens. Garrett Kendall is back to throw again, flushed out of the pocket, steps up, trying to run, spins around, looking, throws it down into traffic, just launches it down there, and it's picked off. Fourth interception of the day thrown by Garrett Kendall. Up it comes to the 30, to the 40, to the 45, to the 50. And Indiana Wesleyan is going to move on in the NAIA National Tournament with a huge win. And in a class move, the Wesleyan players wave goodbye to their Benedictine sideline. 3:27 left this afternoon. 24-13 is the Wesleyan lead. And they're going to come out over the ball, and you would anticipate that they would run into the middle. Benedictine with a a timeout left, I believe, this afternoon. Wesleyan is going to have it at the 49-yard line, just shy of midfield. We'll see if they get conservative here. Stokes will hand off to his running back, and he's going to be tackled for a loss. But again, for Wesleyan, they don't care about that. They want that clock to run. It's a 3:22 to go. And was there a timeout exercise? There was, and it is going to be used by Benedictine. It's going to give Dedrian Williams a chance to come off the field and get a new shoe, and we're going to take a timeout, Joseph. 3:22 to go in the game. Wesleyan 24, Ravens 13.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
It's a great day in Atchison, and it's a great day at Urban Lawn Care. Ron and Michelle at Urban Lawn Care are proud to support area sports teams and schools. As an Atchison High School graduate, Michelle knows how amazing the school district is, building successful futures, every student, every day. Urban Lawn Care, where our business is in the green.
With us here in Indiana, where the sweep will come to the right side for Indiana Wesleyan. And again, the officials who have called nothing all day, big holding calls as the race comes around the near side, but they're just going to let this thing go and let this game end with inside 3 minutes to play now, and the Ravens trailing a 24-13. The crew here today has not been a factor in the game in so much as haven't changed any plays, really, because they haven't made really any calls this afternoon. Looking at penalties, four penalties for 25 yards and two penalties for nine against Benedictine, a team that's usually penalized 6, 8, 10, 12 times a game. Here's a handoff into the middle of the line now. A little straight-ahead run down to the 40-yard line. It's going to go, and that's going to be enough for another Indiana Wesleyan first down as Benedictine without any timeouts. Well, I would suppose watch Wesleyan fall on the ball a couple of times and notch the W. It is a first and 10 for Iwu at their own 40-yard line. So there you go. Benedictine here in the fourth quarter has had two possessions, both of them ending with interceptions, trying to come back. And now Wesleyan is going to have to decide, because the play call here is extremely complicated with a minute 50 to go, and you lead by 11 and your opponent has no timeouts. This is a tough one. If you could maybe fall on it, I guess this could be an option here. Or, like, walk into the line and stop. I don't know. Tremendous year for Benedictine here this season. They will end the year at 11-2, undefeated champions of the Heart of America Athletic Conference South Division. A lot of quality seniors wrapping up the season here this year. And they're going to be a force to be contended with for a very long time. The future for this group is quite bright, with not only a great bunch of seniors, but maybe even a better bunch of freshmen and redshirt guys and young guys coming up in the program. Wesleyan taking the time out to map out this diamond formation play. And there we go. Final score this afternoon, Indiana Wesleyan 24, Benedictine 13. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
How much do you really know about home and auto insurance? Probably not enough. That's why it's important to have an insurance agent you know and trust. Someone who has the backing of a trusted company. Chris Taylor with State Farm in Atchison is that person. Call 367-4015 for a free insurance review. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Surprises and celebrations all begin at Raven Liquor. Check out their beer cave and extensive bourbon selection. No need to get out in the cold. Pull up to their drive-thru and stay in the warmth of your car. Make Raven Liquor, 1800 Main Street in Atchison, your go-to liquor store.
You can't beat Gambino's when it comes to pizza, and you can't beat Gambino's in Benedictine football. Call 913-367-4100 for delivery or carryout, or see them at 610 Commercial Street. Gambino's Pizza in downtown Atchison. You're going to love it.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
When it comes to real estate, sticking a sign in the yard isn't enough anymore.
Did you know when you are ready to sell your home, you have the right to interview real estate agents to make sure you get the right agent for you? So start by calling me, Stacy Appel, with Colonial Realty, 913-426-2209.
Or Greg Appel, 913-426-3419.
Or reach us at the Colonial Realty office, 367-4464.
Have you reviewed your life insurance policies recently? It's possible that current market conditions have impacted your plans. Larry Busing and Julie Avey at Mass Mutual Financial Services can help you determine if you're on track with your life insurance needs, whether you're well on the road to retirement or just beginning your journey. Larry and Julie have the skill and the tools at their disposal to assist you with estate planning. Give them a call at 913-367-2354 or see them at 625 Commercial for a free quote. The future won't wait. Why not get started today?
Welcome back to the final time here to Indiana Wesleyan University's Wildcat Stadium in Marion, Indiana, where this afternoon IWU was able to hold on for a 24-13 win over Benedictine, ending the Ravens' season at 11-2. And people are going to look back on this and say, it hurts, man. It's very painful. And yet, let that heal for a moment. This is going to be looked back upon as a tremendous season, an undefeated conference championship, and moving on to the quarterfinals of the NAIA National Tournament, and a team that is going to be bringing back not a few, not a bunch, a lot of players for next year and for a number of years to come, as this is a very young team that has done nothing but get better and better as the season has gone on. For Benedictine today, it was an early lead for Indiana Wesleyan as they jumped out in front 7-0. Ravens looked to tie the game, but may have been a bit of an omen as they were unable to convert on the PAT, trailed at 7-6 early in the second quarter. Indiana Wesleyan adding a couple of second quarter touchdowns, one on a long TD pass and one with just seconds left in the first half. There was really a tied turner in the ball game, putting the Ravens kind of behind the ball and making them have a real come from behind battle. Limited possessions during the course of the ball game, and in the second half, BC had four second half possessions, ending with a punt, the touchdown on the 80-yard drive in two plays, and then their last two possessions, the two fourth quarter possessions, both ended with interceptions. And for Indiana Wesleyan, in the fourth quarter, in the second half, they had three possessions, the field goal, and then two punts, and then the one that ran out the game. So minimal possessions. Indiana Wesleyan doing a lot to take time off the clock. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us. We want to thank our great sponsors, including our premier sponsors, Hamada Wealth Management, L&L Construction, kickoff sponsors, Hunley Liquor, timeout sponsors with Atchison Dental and Taco John's, sponsoring Saxon, of course, our good friends at L&L Construction for all of your projects. We want to thank you for having joined us for this game today, for all our Raven and high school football games throughout the course of the season. We will focus now on round ball. And by the way, Benedictine, maybe I'll meet them on the highway. They're up at Mount Mercy playing conference basketball. I think this should be the conference opener today. We'll be filling our schedule with hoops from here on out. I also want to thank the Raven coaching staff, Coach Osborne, for all the time he spent sharing his time with us, doing pre-games and so forth, all the coaches who we got to meet in the halftime interviews during the course of the season, and all the wonderful people who shared, you know, their time and talents, Josh Pound in the SAD office and so forth, to make this year very special. And again, this year is, in fact, and has been a very special one, Benedictine football 2022, and they wrap up the season with just a tremendous mark. They'll be very proud of it. 11-2 overall. I want to thank you for having me join us. Till we greet you next time. For Joseph, back at a Care Sports Studio, for Gus Counts from home, Tom Counts saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Benedictine Raven Football on your local sports authority, KAIR Radio 93.7 FM, and streaming on MSCNews.net. Benedictine Raven football games are brought to you by Hamada Wealth Management.